Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah. Phone number 866-901-ADAM. Always look up at the thing to find it. I think I will. I think I'll commit it to memory. 866-901-ADAM. Give us a call. I'm not sure why. Maybe you have home improvement questions. We can talk about that in the first break. I like talking home improvement. I feel it's a little self-indulgent to get into it later in the show when people are awake and listening. So I think the first break is the way to do that. So give us a call if you have any of those. A few thoughts for the from the weekend. First off, hello, Rachel Perry and Dave Damashek.
Hello, Adam. Hello.
Word the mother.
Hi.
Yeah. I went to the Skirball Center yesterday.
What's that?
That's a, it's up at the Getty Museum, I guess. Maybe it has a couple of names. I don't know if it's different places or not, but there's a big museum that's up off the 405 freeway. I'd never been there. They've been building it or had built it a few years back. It's amazing facility. It's just one of those things where, like, I'm a local. I don't go there. Like, you know, I live near Universal Studios. I would never go on Universal Studios because it's too nearby. I would get in the car and drive 6 hours to go to a much lesser theme park. But you can't go the one near you because how good could it be? You're near it.
Yeah.
Or
it's like the girls who want to date you. You don't.
Not interested in them.
No. Oh, no. This is so close to me. Why would I?
No. Ooh. I want the ones that aren't interested, like the supermodels and the dead ones. Yes, I count the dead amongst the women who don't want to date me. I know it seems like I have super low self-esteem, but technically, they don't want to date. And that's, sorry, I'm going to check that box.
They're refusing, you know, I mean, your advances. That's how you
either go. Way, I would call them unresponsive at best. At best.
And well, that's the one thing they can't do is refuse his advances.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, but save your money in the booze department. Just move right in for the kill. I learned that the hard way.
Now that's glass half full thinking.
Yes, I count the women who won't date me who are on the planet, and every woman who's in the grave is potentially one that won't date me, even family members gone by. That's the way I do it. So I was up at the Skirball Center up there, and we went on a Sunday. Ooh, just spilled into my next topic. Just stumbled into it, which is my iced tea problem, which is now plaguing me and destroying me. I'll get to that in a second. My wife and I went up there to eat at the restaurant. It's a nice restaurant up there. It's Sunday. The weather is amazing. I mean, it was 90 degrees up there. And I just started thinking, you know, too many people, though. The tram's crowded. The place is crowded. There's too many people milling about. And I thought, one of those, you know, there's a time when you like a lot of people, and then maybe there'll come a time when you want to see some people, but not the middle of life. When you're a kid, it's nice. You get a big group of people. There's activity. There's noise. There's action going on around you. No problem. You'd rather ride on a tram with a bunch of people than sit alone on a tram. And then I think when you get older, you're dying for companionship. You know, my grandmother wants me to come over. Hey, listen, if a Mexican guy comes by to stuff leaflets into my grandmother's mailbox, she'll talk the guy's ear off for 45 minutes out in the driveway. He doesn't speak a lick of English. So obviously when you get older, you're looking for that activity again. I think it's the middle years. I think it's somewhere between 33 and 69 that you just want no contact with anybody. You'd like to show up at a restaurant and have you and whoever showed up be the only two people in the place. You'd like to get on a tram. You'd like to get on a plane. You want to get on a plane with no one in it. You want to spread out and take a nap in the back. I think it's those middle years you want no other human interaction other than your posse, other than the people you brought. Yes? How say you?
I say yay, and I think you're pretty accurate with the timeline, too, because in my 20s, I loved being wherever that was, because you felt like that's where it was happening.
If
you went, to a ballpark in the thousands of people, you went to a bar, that meant good times if it was stuff with people. Now in my 30s, I'd rather be like Heston and Omega Man.
Yeah.
You know? Driving the streets completely, no one else around, not a living soul around.
Matthias, your eyes!
Your mood. Imperator.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no, it's true. The only guy around. Omega Man. Omega,
you know,
Shack.
Because I'll tell you, the people, I've had it with people. I get the bit with them.
Down with people.
Yeah,
when you
I
talk
agree.
To people, here's the thing when you engage other human beings is they have things in their head that they want to tell you about. They have their issues. It's like, all right, I get
selfish.
It. You have yeah. thoughts of your own. Terrific. Right. I'm with you. Listen.
Nothing to do with Steeler ball.
No.
Whatsoever.
Right. No.
Right. Yeah, the older you get, I think people just put their crap on you.
Yeah.
You realize that.
They do. Yes. Yes, you start talking to someone, and there's nothing worse than when they start bad-mouthing their kids. I have a 17-year-old doesn't listen, you know, that kind of thing. All right, this is uncomfortable.
Well, it starts out earlier when they first have kids. They won't shut up about how great they are, and they talk
right.
about the diapers and the cool, all these things, and then it gets worse, I assume.
Well, I like it. I like it when their kid is really smart. I like it when they have a 3-year-old that's a genius, and you start thinking, I've sized you up, okay, nature or nurture, either way. I don't see how it's happening, unless the kid's adopted. So, we're up there, and another thing about Los Angeles, too, is it really is, I mean, there's like 170 languages spoken in this area. So, you really, it's one thing if I ran into a bunch of guys who went to North Hollywood High who were swinging a hammer and then got into morning radio. But there's only a handful of those guys up there. The rest are just crazy nationalities. So you really, it's almost like you're just traveling in some distant land and you're at some foreign train station. I mean, in Los Angeles especially, forget about, you know, having the same team or having some of the same, sharing some of the same opinions. Most people don't share the same language here, which in a way is nice because the pressure's off. You just sort of...
They can't really engage you, right?
Right. So we went up to the Skirball Center there. The Getty. And we went to a restaurant. It was a nice restaurant. And I thought, now of course, I'd given my wife the what the F has happened to the iced tea in the city speech on the way up. Not really thinking ahead to our restaurant visit, just my general complaining I was doing on the freeway. And I really believe that Los Angeles especially, we've just... I'm trying to think of a way. We've just sort of homoed our way right out of decent grub in this town. There's all iced tea, has, you know, hibiscus and wildflower. You can't get decent coleslaw anymore because it's made with green apples and a vinaigrette thing. We've gated up too much. We've let the gays take over, just like they've taken over the hair. They've taken over the food.
And the outdoor cafes.
On the outdoor cafes. And you can't find anything that, you know, look. There's a place for the gourmet stuff, but that should not be the norm. That's all I'm saying. And I've given her the earful on the way up about the iced tea and what's happened to iced tea, and we're actually in the parking lot of the place. And again, my argument is how can people like the stuff that doesn't taste like iced tea when in fact they're ordering iced tea? When I say I want coffee, and you bring me the macadamia nut fudge pecan cinnamon coffee, I'm going to be angry because I'm going to say, that's not what I ordered. I ordered coffee, and then I'm going to really get angry when they go, well, that's the only coffee we have. We don't have coffee. Coffee's a flavor, so is iced tea. Anyway, we have the French waiter, and I say, I'm going to have the iced tea. And he says, oh, that's fine. And they don't even warn you anymore that that the horse is so far out of the barn. They don't even tell you it's the stuff that tastes like somebody took some flowers and boiled it in water and gave it to you. It's basically like someone took a Airwick solid air freshener thing, dunked it in some hot water, and they gave it to you. Put a little ice in it, and that's what happened. So I said...
That's cold juice. That's not iced tea.
Yeah. Oh, look, if it were juice, I'd be okay with it, but it's not. It's
a bastardized
that's
juice,
right. It's like
tea, hybrid...
Yes.
Nuclear... I don't know. I'm so upset.
It's like somebody took a juice container. It's like somebody took potpourri and poured it through a tea strainer and then cooled it and put some ice in and put a little shot of lemon wedge on top. That's kind of what it tastes like. Just sort of fruity nothing. So I say to the guy, look, is this regular iced tea? Like iced tea? Or is it some kind of whatever? And he's like, no, it's iced tea. And I was like, oh, all right. Just regular iced tea? Yeah. Handed it back to me. Took one sip out of that. Got the shot of Airwick in my mouth. And then began to pout. This is what my wife hates about me most. And now it's ruined. See, now it's ruined. Where the F is the iced tea gone? And by the way, I'm on three restaurants in a row with this.
You're just eating at those fancy pants restaurants, Adam.
Well, that's the thing that's bizarre is we went out and ate some breakfast maybe on Wednesday or Thursday or something, and that's the only iced tea they had. It's just sort of middle of the road, slightly upper scale, but nothing, no big deal kind of breakfast joint. And then we went out and did that sort of client-y whatever thing with some suits from the Seattle area. We did that on Thursday or Friday, and it was the same thing. Just went across the street to the Marie Callender's, could not get it. And by the way,
and you were thrown off, and the salespeople were unimpressed by you. I mean, the suits from Seattle.
Yeah, it all went to hell in a basket. And the woman next to me, here's how much people hate this stuff. The woman next to me is from Seattle, orders the iced tea, and the waiter says, oh, fine, no problem. And then moves on to me, and I say, well, I'll have the iced tea too, but not if it's that weird passion fruit stuff. And she goes, oh, yeah, that's the only one we have. And then the woman next to me says, oh, in that case, I'll be canceling it. How many of those do you have to hear before you just carry regular iced tea, or you at least stop making the claim that everyone likes it?
Or option number three.
Give them the heads up.
How about this? I've said this before with the flavored coffees. Same thing with the iced tea. You have iced tea, and then also if you have hibiscus flavored iced tea, you don't call it iced tea. If you like the hibiscus iced tea, let's just give it a whole new name. Hibiscookie.
Right.
Would you like some iced tea? No, do you have a hibiscookie?
Yes.
Oh, yes, we do. We have that as well. Yeah.
Yes, we'll call it steeped ass. Here's all I'm saying. The poor woman then next to me canceled her order because she doesn't want that stuff that tastes like steeped ass. And the waiters don't give you a heads up anymore.
Mm-hmm.
It's really
good. By the way, what was the name of this swank place you're at? The Skirball. Fancy place. What kind of name is that?
Skirball Center is the name of the street or the range, the mountain range, or someone will tell me.
Sounds like a game at a carnival.
It's an off ramp. It's where Bill Cosby's kid got shot.
Mm. Oh.
Not funny, but
way to bring it down, Adam.
Well, he was driving down the 405 at like 12 at night one night and pulled off, got a flat tire, pulled off near Mulholland there at the Skirball exit right at the top of the pass, and that Russian guy shot him. All right. Well, I'm just trying to give you a reference.
I'll be heading there sometime soon.
We didn't launch any Apollo missions or anything from there. I'm just looking for a geographical reference.
I don't bite it on Skirball.
Ken?
Yo.
What's up?
Man, I think you guys are just being way too faggy about the whole flavored coffee and the flavored iced tea stuff. Come on, it's about choices.
Right, choices. There's a good point. Choices.
That's right.
Yes, at the last three restaurants I ate at, your iced tea choices are passion fruit or tap water. Not iced tea or iced tea passion fruit, just passion fruit.
Well, then order some friggin' water if you don't like the passion fruit.
Hey, Ken.
Yo.
Let me ask you seriously. Are you one of these guys who actually thinks they're entertaining, or do you have a point? Because your point, you're scoring a zero in both departments. Which one?
I'm not trying to be entertaining. I look to you for that.
Thank you.
And all the crying from you and Sheck doing all the iced tea. Oh, come on. Sheck, stick to sports, man. You're barely doing that good.
All right. Well, when man is right, it's right. We got to keep moving.
I don't know if Ken is mistaken, but I did not come in here this morning to be insulted.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
All right, so here's the thing. Please, all you pussy restaurants, get some iced tea back in there. People want iced tea. That's why they order iced tea. My morning was ruined. I ordered, then I pouted. The guy wanted to know if he could bring me something else. I said no. And I slid the glass away, and I just stared at it and sipped off my wife's grapefruit juice. Garrett?
Yes, sir.
You're building the deck?
Yeah, back patio.
Mmm, yeah.
Yes.
What do you want to know?
I live in one of these HOA, you know, the homeowners associations. They want me to go submit all the stuff to the Pinal County. That's what the county I live in.
Yeah. It's not a condo you live in. Was it a trailer park or something?
No, it's definitely a house, buddy.
Well, it's just one of these tract houses where you can't do anything?
Yep, correct. Can't park your RV out front, boats.
Hmm.
Can't even park your car on the street. It's disgusting.
Well, hold on a second. I'm going to get back to you. It's an interesting point. This is one of those things in life where, on one hand, you like these kind of rules because there's no jackass who's decided to use the royal blue and the canary yellows, the color schemes at the house you have to look at. He's not flying a 70-foot MIA missing an action flag, mm-hmm. and then the Korean flag underneath that, and he doesn't have a bunch of cars rusting out on the lawn and all that. On the other hand, you want to put on a nice awning, and you got to go down and pull a permit and get someone's permission. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Where can we find that balance in life? Evidently, we can't. It's either on, and once it's on, then it's on, and you can't plant bulbs in your backyard without pulling a permit. Or it's off, and you get to put a 70-foot phallus complete with pubes on your front lawn and use it as a maypole. And there's nothing anyone can do about it. Wait a minute. Write that down. Maypole phallus. Breska's not listening. All right. Where were we? Oh, did he hang up? Oh, no.
There.
Yeah, go ahead, Garrett. So... what's the question?
Basically,
I would say bootleg it, but there's these neighbors who would just rat your ass out in a second.
And they're still building the houses in my neighborhood. My brother's a framer. I'm in the drywall business.
Oh,
and
bad.
I'm thinking about just slamming this baby together.
Well, I would do it then. As long as everyone's still building, I would do it.
Alrighty then.
All right, and here's the other thing, too, really, with building, because I've done it 1,000 times. Just go ahead and get started. If someone stops you, you get to sort of pick up from where you were. You got to get your permit anyway. Everyone makes a big deal. Oh, they're going to tear it down. They're going to force you to do this. They're going to fine you. Nah, not really. Start building. Make sure it's up to code. But go ahead and start building. If you get busted, you get busted. You got to go down and get one. I know. Where were we? Jesse?
Hey, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You're calling from Las Vegas.
Yeah, I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Yeah, no flavored tea there.
Yeah. No, I have no problem with that. In fact, there's a couple things that seem to bother you that we don't have problems with here.
I know. I think it's a Los Angeles thing.
It's too international there.
I know. I know if you go, well, it's not international. It's home and national.
Oh.
It's all the gays in the food industry that they're fluffing it up. You know what it's like? Here's what it's like. It's like you had yourself a nice bachelor pad. You had a leather sofa, big screen TV. You had your terrible towel hanging off the wall. You had your bookshelf made with the cinder blocks and the knotty pine planks. And then your gay cousin came to town to stay for a week when you went out of town. And then when you came back, it was all just filled with potpourri and doilies. And,
I made some changes. You're welcome.
And you're welcome in advance. That's right. That's what happened to the restaurants. Now, no more coleslaw, no more tea. Hard to get barbecue sauce, for instance. Used to be you couldn't open a restaurant unless you had a 55-gallon drum of barbecue sauce and that prefab Colonel's coleslaw. Now, those days are over. And lettuce. It's all these greens now. All these endives and all this stuff goats eat. Just weird, leafy, messy. You can't get a regular salad. We thought ourselves out of stuff. We thought ourselves out of good eats.
You know what bothers me is when you stay at a hotel and you order breakfast. If you order breakfast that has some sort of egg product involved, they should automatically bring you ketchup. And they don't bring you ketchup anymore when you stay at these fancy hotels.
Well, they don't even have sometimes, like I said, barbecue sauce. Like I like to dip a French fry in barbecue sauce. They don't even have it. Yeah, give it a little punk size thing of the ketchup. I like it. It's glass. Mm-hmm. It's like someone hit it with a shrinking ray.
And it's going to take you 20 minutes to get ketchup if you call down and ask for it.
Everything.
Just bring ketchup.
That's right. Although
I don't have pretense.
Maybe that's a Canadian thing because people do the ketchup and eggs thing around here, but not really. Little bit.
But what do you put? What if you get the potatoes too?
Yeah. Oh, if you're getting the French fried potatoes,
or the hash browns.
Right. Yeah. You're right. If you're gonna get the hash browns or the cottage fries, which I always mix up. Yeah, you need ketchup for that. I thought you were talking about throwing it on the eggs.
Well, I do. I put ketchup on my eggs.
On the scrambled eggs.
I eat poached eggs.
And you put ketchup on them.
Yeah.
Wow. See, now I have heard of the eggs and the ketchup. Although not too often around here, I gotta say. No, not really. But if you do the eggs and the ketchup, the only way the eggs are prepared is scrambled.
Oh.
I've never seen poached in ketchup.
Seems like the ketchup wouldn't even stick.
Bite. Yeah.
Right.
Like you'd have to rough it up.
Yeah, I put it all together. All those foods are really just a vehicle for the consumption of ketchup.
Really? Really? You like ketchup that much?
Yeah.
In poached eggs?
Yeah.
Never heard
that.
I go
fancy with the eggs, but then I keep it lowbrow with the ketchup.
You make it all into a mush?
No, I just kind of, you know, get a bite of the egg and dip it in the ketchup.
Wow.
You want more description than that?
No.
Okay.
Never. Shaq,
seems
ever
like
heard of that?
Maybe
no, because I do. It just seems like, by definition, the poached egg would act as like a force field to the ketchup and repel.
Yeah.
A ketchup repellent? No. Mm. No. I force them together, and then I make them fight in my mouth.
Good for you.
Hey, Allie?
Hi. What's that? Chili hot sauce with that.
Oh, yeah, a little shot of Tabasco. That's nice, yeah.
Good morning. I'm a big fan.
Thank you. You have a home improvement question?
Yes. Fixing up the house to sell it, and I took an alarm system out of the house, and the main panel was in the kitchen, and so now I have an 1.5-inch hole in the wall, and I was wondering if you could tell me how to mud and tape that hole and make it appear to be, you know, flush.
Mm-hmm. You're hip with the mud and tape.
Yeah, I do. I'm a single mom, so I do all my own home improvement.
So sad. So sad.
I wish you hadn't brought up the kid, because I envisioned her with that voice doing her home improvement things in a teddy all day.
It is a hot voice.
Thank you.
But sometimes that belies a heavy-set woman. Are you a big gal?
No, I'm a bodybuilder.
Oh. Ooh. All right. That's good. It's, you know, as long as you
that's
keep...
just a hobby. But
okay. All right, here's what I would do. Go down to the home improvement store and get one of those little patches. They have them. They're metal. They have the mesh, fiberglass mesh tape over them. Put it right over the top.
Oh, that'd be easy.
Yeah, you don't have to. They're adhesive back. Otherwise, you're going to have to cut back half on to the next stud, and that's like 14.5 inches away. You don't want to get into that. Put this thing right over the top. Get a 6-inch broad knife or an 8-inch broad knife. Get some joint compound. Just go right over the top with it. And then, baby, so don't get messy, finish it off with a sponge. Don't sand it. Warm water and a sponge. Do it in a circular motion. Blend it right in. Feather it right in.
And then do that to your bosoms as well.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I've got a metal patch. I'm just going to review here.
Yeah.
That's the metal patch. That's like a mesh.
It's a sheet metal.
Sheet metal.
Very thin gauge, square, couple different sizes. You can get one that's 4 inches by 4 inches. Has a little nylon mesh tape over the top. You'll stick it right over the hole, then you hit it with the joint compound, then finish it with the sponge, and then put just a little dollop of the mud on your right boob and work it in with the warm sponge. So says Shaq.
And I don't use sandpaper, I just sponge it off.
Sandpaper, I'll take your areola straight off. What are we talking about?
Talking about the joint compound, and do you recommend a brand?
Speaking of joint compound, I think Shaq produced a sample while we were talking about that. Be a good name. I got a little joint compound on the comforter, honey. Sorry.
To fill your crack.
You guys.
Yeah, sorry. What?
You said 6-inch broad knife. Is that like a putty knife?
Yeah, it is. Just a little wider. You need something that's going to cover the entire thing, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
This woman sounds so ultra feminine.
Yeah.
Isn't she just like a little
woman? Sounds
like
all woman.
Hi, yeah. Allie? You're okay?
Can I call you back in a couple of days? Because I have other projects. I'm refinishing my kitchen cabinets, and they're oak, and the finish is almost all gone off of it. And so I was thinking some light sandpaper.
I'm almost finished.
Yeah, keep going. Keep going.
So 10 more seconds.
Okay, some light sandpaper, like a 500, 900 grit.
And 900?
Is it 900?
900 is like wet, dry sand, and so is 500. That's wet. That's stuff you'd use for auto body applications, okay. And 900 is crazy.
That was, I used to work on airplanes and cars, and so that's why I was thought of that. But, okay, so some light sandpaper, and then I was wondering if I could just do a glaze, or do you think I should stain?
You don't need to go higher than 220 in the sandpaper department.
220?
Yeah.
Speaking of stains.
And glaze. Yeah, all right. Listen, I can't talk you through the entire house. Call me back tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll call you back a little bit every week. That's okay.
Yeah, please do.
Okay, thank you.
900 sandpaper. Sheck about lost it when he heard that.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. See, sandpaper has the grits, you know, the 60 grit. It must be like 60 per square inch or something, 60 pebbles or whatever. But whatever, that 60 grit's like asphalt. 40 and 60 grit. And then when you get to like 500, it's like a cat's tongue. Barely even. You can't see it. You can only feel it. Cat's tongue. I feel good, too. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Ozzy's doing his movie reviews today. Ozzy called me Saturday to ask what channel the Olympics were on. Two times. At home. That was his question for me. I got angry. Def Frat Guy's going to be in. Deborah Norville is calling him Big Tad. Oh, Big Tad's going downtown. That's right, yeah. We'll get to that after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
We're going to be in Vegas doing a live show. Not a live morning show, a live afternoon show. 3 to 7. 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. We'll be at the Palms March 9th. And we'll do a live show and then it'll air the following morning. But if you want to come down and see us, you should start thinking about it now. See the majesty of Rachel Perry and Dave Damashek in person. Also, there's going to be Lit and Puddle of Mud. Two good bands, both going to be playing after the show. And we'll probably say hi to them during the show. So that's the 9th. We'll be out in Vegas. Mike, you got a Vegas song for us, by the way? This is Rich from Arizona sent this in.
The Ace Man's taking his radio show March 9th out to Las Vegas. They got sexy Rachel Perry and Dave Damashek, the man who's in love with the Steelers. They're hauling Big Fat Tad out in an elephant trailer. Mike August Book and Elvis impersonator. The Ace Man's going to Vegas. The Ace Man's going to Vegas. The Ace Man.
Yeah.
Were they trying to... Did he call me and Dave sexy?
I believe so, yes.
I resent that.
Well, he sort of said the sexy Rachel Perry and Dave, but incorrect. That doesn't mean...
Incorrect. He was saying both of us are
I
sexy.
I was.
And why are you offended by that?
I think that's obvious.
He's being lumped in with your sex
yeah,
appeal. There's
exactly.
Nothing wrong with that. He's just hitching his trailer onto your team, your sex team.
You take your sex team. You take your trailer hitch off my sex team.
Your 20 mule sex team. Yeah. You don't hear about the mule teams anymore. I miss those. You don't hear about that. You don't hear about quicksand.
Don't ride the coattails of my sexy.
Yeah. Well, I think Shaq, at least, I don't know if he's actually good looking or not because I don't judge other dudes.
No. Well, you can't judge, really.
I wish I could, but I don't, you know, I'm into chicks.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
To you, George Clooney and Fat Tad, you can't see the difference.
They're both
just dudes, and so they can't be judged by you.
Not only can I not judge them, I can't tell the difference between them. Big Tad, when I walked in this morning, was making coffee, and I was like, Mr. Clooney, you don't have to do that. You're a guest on our program. And then he told me it was Big Tad. So I don't physically, they all just look like Tad and Clooney. No, there's no difference. That's why I'm always confused when a guy like Clooney gets all the ladies and Big Tad is going on, you know, month number 29 of a dry spell. I don't get it because I don't see the difference in dudes.
Wow.
You know, because I don't check dudes out.
I have two eyes in a mirror, and what I see looking back at me every day is the definition of machismo.
Really?
That's right.
Okay. Well, again, I would assume you're good looking. I mean, I've heard you talk about it enough, so I'll take your word for it. I haven't heard other people talk about it as much. But
is it being talked about, Adam?
It's being felt, I assume. It's a sexual impact Dave has on society. We also, speaking of Big Tad, who will be coming to us in Vegas in an elephant trailer, he will, and I would assume, just to be fair to Big Tad, it's probably the same trailer they use to haul, you know, those houses when they have the wide load thing or rhinos or anything else, not a specific elephant trailer. Big Tad will be coming out there with us. Big Tad was calling Toronto, correct, Shaq? Am I making this up?
Well, Brusca thought we should get in touch with somebody over in Torino to get a taste of what's going on over there. Mm. And, of course, it was predictable that Fat Tad would screw this up.
Oh, All right. I didn't step on anything, did I?
No, he tried to call out to Torino, and as not surprisingly, he called Toronto instead.
Well, let's hear that.
Hi, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing okay. I got a question for you. How far are you from the Olympic Village?
I don't know. Let me try to find that out for you.
Okay, thank you.
The fact that they're speaking English.
Dundas Square?
Should have been something.
No, it's where the all the Olympic competitors stay when they come in for the Olympics.
Where the in Toronto? What?
Yes.
I don't understand.
She's still really confused.
Yeah, Toronto's hosting the Olympics. It starts tonight, right?
Toronto's not hosting the Olympics. No. Torino.
Toronto.
Torino. It's different.
Where? Is that a suburb of Toronto?
No, I don't think it's in Canada.
Who is that?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. Torino is in Italy.
Toronto? Italy has a Toronto?
Not Toronto. Torino.
So he's stupid.
Torino. Thank you very
Turns
much.
Turns out Fat Tad is stupid.
Right. Well, at least he's... Oh, no, wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, no. No, okay, I was going to say. Yeah. No, that's bad.
Well done.
Well done. That is Big Tad on the phone. Keep it going, Big Tad. I was just thinking, how long would that phone call last if you called New York City and started screwing around with someone that way? I mean, they would be shorter and ruder with you if you were calling their hotel and it was legitimate. I just, yeah, I mean, if you called the Lowe's in Manhattan and just started asking them questions about their hotel, they would be ruder and get off the phone with you faster than just effing around this way.
I'd like to make a reservation.
Yeah, right. I'd like a lot of things, too.
Yeah, let's go. Let's pick it up. The worst, no, Lowe's is even worse because you have the pretty boy. Again, I don't judge looks, but I hear them called pretty boys in the mock black turtleneck with the headset on. Who's intimidating you even though he's getting $9 an hour and you've checked into their $400 a night hotel. You're still scared of the guy when he hits you at the curb. All right, let's take ourselves a... Ooh, Deborah Norville is on the phone and ready to go. We got to take a break. Let's just say hi. Deborah?
Actually, no, it's not Deborah. It's the representative from the Lowe's Hotel.
Oh! That was a good one.
Yes, we were going to advertise heavily on your show, but we've decided against it.
Beautiful and thinks on her feet.
I'm kidding. How are you?
Hang on a second, Deborah. We got to take a break. Thank you for calling in.
Talk to you in a sec.
Hold on. I think she's one of the hottest women on TV and quietly hot. And I may not judge a man's looks, but I definitely judge women's. And Deborah's always been one of my favorites, but sort of slid under the radar a little. Maybe it's because she's smart, does her job well, or something. I'm not sure what it is, but we'll get back to kiss a little more Deborah Norville ass after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM. Deborah Norville is on the phone with us. Deborah?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing?
Congratulations on the new gig.
Thanks, Deborah.
You having fun?
No, I'm not having fun, but the pay is good.
But I haven't fired you yet.
No. No, I know everyone. This is how I know I'm a horrible person. People ask me, are you having fun or are you excited about every gig I get? I think sort of like you say to someone, how you doing? You just want them to say fine and keep walking, but I always get angry. No, I'm not having fun. The alarm goes off at 4:45 in the morning. I get vitriolic emails from Kimmel every afternoon at noon. What kind of fun is this? No, it blows. But
change your email address. You can solve at least half of your problems that way.
I will not only change my email address, I will change gears here and talk about how hot Deborah Norville is. And I'm just trying to get to the bottom of you. First off, I figured out during the break that you've been on you were started on NBC News in 1983.
Wow.
No, well, that was in local. That was at WMEQ in Chicago.
The point is you weren't in the fourth grade when you started. You were an adult woman in 1983, and you're still piping hot.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And I always thought you slid under the radar a little bit in the piping hot department.
But let's get me back up.
I think I think the thing is you're respected as a journalist or something, and so people were sort of, they were clouded, their minds were clouded by your ability, and they missed your super piping hot looks.
But, well, you're very sweet, but I don't know how, I mean, did they send you the list of stories that we've got coming up on the show?
Well, you got
I think they're doing everything they can to deal with that respectability deal.
You got the Boyorexic thing with the teenage boys that are battling anorexia.
Right.
You got the wolf people.
Okay.
You get covered with hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is the Ron Jeremy tribe. You got half woman. This is a 2 foot tall woman.
She was born without a bottom half, a genetic thing. No legs and partial pelvis.
Oh, how does she make?
She has two kids.
Whoa.
She has a 7-year-old boy, and she just had a brand new baby girl. And she gets around. She sits on a skateboard.
I don't like seeing movies or TV shows where people overcome adversity. It makes me feel bad.
Why? Because
these people are blind. They have no arms, yet they're happy and they play the cello. I'm able-bodied, and all I do is complain about iced tea in the city, and I'm miserable. Yes, and I don't get around very well. Oh, so this, it says here a woman is 2 feet tall, but she's 2 feet tall because she's cut in half down the middle.
Exactly. I mean, if she had her legs, she'd be 5 feet tall or 4 feet tall, however long legs are.
So where did the legs go?
They never happened. It's a genetic thing. She was born this way.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's a disease. It's called, I have it written down here because I couldn't. Like the Russian skaters, how do you say it? Sacral agenesis?
Yeah, the only, you know, the thing is people talk about these women being heroes, and how about the guys that were able to reach climax with them? If you really think about it, those are my heroes. I hate to say it. I hate to go there, but you know what I'm saying?
But you're going to anyway.
Yes, my old lady's got a zit. My old lady's got a zit. My game is thrown off. I can only imagine no torso, no lower head.
Can someone hear blushing on the radio?
Wow.
I'm verklempt. What can I say?
So, also, we got the Olympic. You guys are going to be covering the Olympic Games. But on Inside Edition, I should mention.
Inside Edition. Yeah, check your local listings.
How many years have you been at that Inside Edition?
11 years.
Wow.
Which just knocks my socks off. I really, you know, I came here, I was at CBS News, and I had one kid on the way, and I had one kid already, and I couldn't be the commuter mom. I was saying long distance, now I lay me down to sleep on payphones in airports. It just struck me as a bizarre way to parent. But I never in a million years thought that, you know, I'm a broadcaster. Nothing lasts forever in this business, and I've been here for 11 years, and I'm incredibly, incredibly grateful for that.
You seem like, I don't want to call you a workaholic, but you're one of these motivated people. You're not going to be a stay-at-home mom. You need to do something.
I have to do something, yeah. But I don't think that puts me in an exclusive club. I think most of us are just a little bit antsy about doing things or just, I get bored easily.
Yeah.
I think that's it. And if I do the same thing, you know, I watch what's going on in the news business and I go, oh man, you know, I ought to be back in there in the real news area. I mean, not that we make it up here, but it's certainly not, we're not going to get to the bottom of what's going on with Al-Qaeda or, you know, what's happening in Washington. I really think these days that's very, very important. But it's not my job right now.
I used to get bored easily too, and then I discovered booze and TiVo. And now I don't want to leave the house.
Yeah.
That's my problem.
That's not good for your social life, is it?
I don't need a
in front of the television.
I'm married. I don't need a social life.
Yeah, I think we've established that Adam doesn't even want a social life.
Oh, okay. Well, this will ensure that he doesn't get one. How's your wife feel about this? She couldn't be more pleased, probably.
Her English is pretty bad, so I really don't know exactly know what she feels about anything.
Has she gotten her green card yet?
I got a few friends downtown, and it's really not something I want to talk about over the air.
No problem. Yeah, well, you know, when you guys go in for your interview, make sure that you both know what the bedroom looks like, because they'll separate you.
Yeah, listen, I saw that.
They'll ask you what kind of toothpaste.
I saw the Gerard Depardieu movie myself.
I lived the Gerard Depardieu movie. My husband is from Sweden.
Oh.
And when we went down there, they really do. They make you bring your wedding pictures. It's so stupid. Mm. And I thought they actually wanted to see them, and I've got the proofs from the photographer. I said, and look at this. This is da-da. And the guy's looking at me, lady, I don't care.
Where did you, what happened? How did you meet your husband? How do you get someone like you? Because I feel like you're that Deb who was getting good grades and then, you know, in all the clubs,
it's
the
so
speech
boring.
And debate and everything. How did someone land someone like you?
A blind date. I had more blind, I lived in Chicago before I moved to New York, and I had more blind dates, I am sure, than anybody in Cook County, Illinois. I had more bad blind dates than anybody in Illinois.
How does that work? I mean, but you're so beautiful that you didn't have guys just hitting on you constantly.
Do you know what kind of guys go up to nice looking girls? Dorks.
The nice guys are taken. Oh, really?
Yeah,
I
had to import one.
Yeah, and what does he do?
He's in the money management business.
Is he nice looking?
He's a good looking guy.
Do you have a daughter?
I have a little girl. She's a bit young for you.
Well, but hold on. I'm going to do some math here. How old is she?
She's 8.
Okay, but hold on. Hold on.
You need a calculator?
Well, no, I've been married about 3 years. My wife understands I'm going to need a trophy wife when the wheels come off the wagon.
But I thought you said she didn't speak English so well.
You know, we use an interpreter when we were working over hammering out some of the beats of the relationship. Yeah. Point is in about, I'd say 9 to 13 years when things go south.
You'll be ready to switch out?
I'm ready to switch out. Meanwhile, your daughter's a full-fledged woman
timing
at this
might
point.
Work out perfectly on this one, yeah.
So, you know, I think it's wonderful the way you've got every decade of your life kind
right.
of pre-planned.
Yeah, she's not going to be 8 forever is what I'm saying.
No, but you know what? Where's the spontaneity? When you already know 13 years in advance that you're going to marry my 8-year-old daughter.
I would roll those dice any day. I nature or nurture? What beautiful eggs you must have.
Listen to you.
I just think I'm so smitten with you. I've yelled. When I was writing over at Jimmy Kimmel, and we'd be sitting in the writer's room, and you would pop up on the television set, I would yell at all the other writers about how beautiful you were. And even though they wouldn't argue with me, I would still yell at them.
Oh, well, thank you for that. That's very sweet.
All right, Deborah, we need to take ourselves a break. Thank you for calling
in,
though.
Thank you for having me on. I hope I talk to you again.
Come see us if you're ever in town. Deborah Norville.
Yes.
Inside Edition. Check your local listings, InsideEdition.com. Boy or exit, wolf. People.
Oh, that's when I want to see.
Half woman. Tune in. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
This is Dave Foley. Give Adam a call at 1-866-901-ADAM.
That's not familiar. Yeah. Oswaldo is in the next room. He's teed up and ready to go. Really, called me twice on Saturday. Want to know what station the Olympics were on. at what? I mean, do I have to shake your ding-a-ling after you go number one? Calling me. Now, I'm going to assume that he was just reaching out to me, that he just wanted to touch base, that was why he just wanted to connect. But is my time that worthless that you can just call me on the weekend two times? It was also one of those things where the phone rang, I checked the caller ID, and it was Oswaldo, and I went, listen, he's probably calling about nothing. He can leave a message. I'll talk to him Monday. And then he called right back immediately, and I thought, okay, well, now it's on. Something's on fire. Something's happened. And I was on the other line, so I did that. Hold on. Let me get to this. And it was Ozzy wanting to know what channel the Olympics were on this year. Because they could be anything. They could be on shortwave, broadband. They could be just carried by ham radio operators. Plus, you'd think they'd advertise. They never do. It's just, boom, the Olympics is upon you, and then it's over with. You don't see any commercials, no billboards, no radio spots, no nothing. There it is, there and gone. I don't blame him for not knowing what channel the Olympics are on. But perhaps next time he could use the computer I gave him 5 years ago to go online and actually check it out, and then call the boss man. Would they do that to Howard Stern? Okay. So we have the news, we have the sports coming up, we got it all. You ready to get rocking? Let's start with Rachel Perry in the news.
New York area airports are just beginning to reopen after record snowfall hits the Northeast over the weekend. Steve Martin's Pink Panther movie topped the box office for new releases this weekend, bringing in $21.7 million. Final Destination 3 came in second. Curious George came in third, and of new releases, Harrison Ford's new one, Firewall, came in fourth with $13.8 million.
Can't they just call it Creepy Guy in His 60s with an Earring movie?
By the way, Harrison Ford sat down on Entertainment Tonight with the once lovely Mary Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps still lovely Mary Hart. He paid her a visit in the studio. And take a listen to... Have you ever noticed that he sounds a little weird these days? Listen to him.
Change of plans. I'm done talking.
Wow.
That's a little bit from him.
That's
hard
hitting.
Yeah, but... I contend this. He hasn't made a good picture since about 1990. And by the way, it's hard for me to say this because, you know, of course, Han Solo, Indiana Jones, Blade Runner.
Plus, you guys get compared in the looks department all the time.
Well, that's not... I mean, I'm flattered by it.
I don't judge... I can't judge a dude's looks, but yeah. I have heard people talking.
I will say that we both share, a rugged masculinity.
Yeah. Problem is you when you mean share it, it's just one, and he has it. It's like you sharing a 6-foot sub with a grizzly bear.
I don't get into details like that. I'm not going to get bogged down with that sort of thing.
Okay.
But I contend that when he made that movie regarding Henry, when he's the mean lawyer who gets shot in the head, you know, and then he gets nice, I contend that they mistakenly used real bullets because he talks in such a way that it's as though he has a head injury. Here he is. Here he is. You know, he has a kid now with Calista Flockhart.
Yeah.
You know. And so here he is. Here's Mary Hart talking to him about how it is with baby.
Harrison says all the on-screen action pales in comparison to being with Callista's son, Liam.
Does he think you're a big deal yet?
No.
He's 5. Doesn't appreciate mom and dad being television and movie stars.
I don't think that matters to him very much.
That's how he stays grounded.
I would like one star just to have the huevos to say, look, my 3-year-old didn't know I was a big international superstar until I forced it down his throat. Now he knows damn well because I put posters up all over the place. I hold mock phone calls with important people. I pretended that Bugs Bunny called the other day. I pretended people from the... I got the guy who does the voice of Big Bird to call in. Talk to the guy. Told him Big Bird was a friend of mine. Yeah, he didn't know. No, I mean, sure, when he came out of the womb, he was literally a newborn. He didn't know. But now, oh, yeah. Believe me, he knows. Because I got you know, the whole Walk of Fame thing? I got my star down there. I have exact reproduction of that put right in front of his room. So every time he goes into his... Every time he goes to hop up on his bunk, he sees it. Yeah, hell yeah. Hell yeah. He's going to know where his bread's buttered. Hell yeah.
Kid probably wanted to talk to Big Bird. He was like, no, sorry. Big Bird's busy. He's important.
Yeah, Big Bird.
He doesn't have time for you. I'm sorry. We're important people here.
Big Bird's publicist got involved. Also handles the count and whoever the hell's on that.
Oscar the Grouch.
Oscar. They had a Fall Guy. He doesn't handle Oscar anymore. Yeah. I never went for Sesame Street, by the way. There are certain things that even as a 6-year-old, I deemed as gay. Like, not interested. It was the same thing with Cub Scouts and Ken dolls and G.I. Joe. I was 6 going, are you guys high? I'm not playing with a doll. I'm a dude.
You had a very intuitive gaydar from a very young age.
Yeah, there were certain, like when I was 6, there were certain things I realized that I didn't want to get into. It would haunt me later. Like, you know when you get the bad haircut in 1981? The two-stage mullet, whatever, and you get the horrible picture, and it becomes like a joke, like an episode of Friends when they show a picture of Schwimmer, you know, circa 1985, and he looks like Don Johnson. I knew I'd be burned eventually by this stuff, so I kept the same crappy look, and as far as the Ken dolls went, and the Cub Scouts, and the Sesame Street, no. I knew early.
Now, were you a Banana Splits man like I was?
I did watch Banana Splits.
That was all right. I mean, I didn't need the stuff in between with the people dancing around in their big outfits. But,
no.
But the little shows were great.
Danger Island. The Arabian Nights. Uh-oh, Chongo. Yeah. Middle East was a different place back then. People flying around on carpets was a much better time.
Anyway, to continue with the news, behavioral profilers believe 2 white men who are bosom buddies...
Oh, hold on. You cannot profile. You can't profile. What happened?
But if you could, I like what they've come up with. 2 white men who are bosom buddies... And I love that term. In their 20s or 30s are responsible for a string of 10 fires in Baptist churches in Alabama.
Well, see, now listen. Sheck is white. Sheck is in his 30s. And Sheck has friends. Close friends. So what does this mean? You have to be pulled over and harassed? Now, you're on a list, too, of people who burn churches? No, you can't do this. This is an outrage. Sure, a couple of guys are going to burn down a couple of churches. What? That's a small price to pay compared to all the harassment, the labeling, and the stereotyping that's going on with young Sheck and his buddies.
I wonder how they came up with bosom buddies as opposed to BFFs, though. I don't know.
Hey, look, Mike, how old are you, buddy? 29? 27. 27.
What?
27.
You're 27?
Don't let the beard... Don't let the beard and the demeanor fool you. He's 27. It's weird when you lose the will to live at 24. This is he's an old soul. Old soul means wants to die, by the way. Big Tad, you're yes, like 32?
I'm 30.
30. Yes. All right, I'm 2 years off everyone. So, Brusca, how old are you?
37.
37?
35.
35.
So, Adam, you and me are the only people excluded from this.
You're female, and I'm 41. So,
yeah.
But everyone... Oh, that's right. There's one other brother on the staff that ain't going to be thrown into it. But the point is if you're white and you're in your 20s, you're a suspect now. And that's why you can't profile. That's why profiling shouldn't be done. And as I was shouting about the other day, of course there's racial profiling. Yes, these guys are white. They're not Asian. There's no Asian guys who go around burning Baptist churches in the South. No. Can't profile. Very dangerous. Very slippery slope. Very slippery slope. I say no.
You say no.
And then look, everyone who doesn't want profiling, fine. No profiling then. Next time you get your kid abducted, we're not going to profile. Next time your church burns down, no profiling. Because either you do profiling to stop crime or you don't. Not just where it seems politically correct. Oh, we'll do it at the Baptist Church in Memphis, but it won't go on at LAX. All right? No profiling. Let the churches burn.
Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot his hunting companion this weekend when his friend Harry Whittington went to retrieve a quail. Cheney failed to see him. This is the owner of the place that they were hunting at, describing what happened.
The vice president took aim at the bird and shot, and unfortunately... Mr. Whittington was in the line of fire and got peppered pretty well.
Well, here's the thing. The shotgun, the spray is like 800 feet wide, so you're going to hit people behind you when you're firing at a bird in front of you. There's just little pellets everywhere. Yeah, don't hunt. That's all. Don't do it. Did I ever give you my shotgun plan, everybody?
No.
Home protection shotgun plan? It's a good one. Cops got with me on this. Well, I'm into the home protection thing, you know? I like that idea. On the other hand, I know a gun wouldn't work. I mean, I would end up shooting myself, or my wife would shoot me, or I'd get depressed and take my own life. I figured out that the best home protection is a shotgun, because you get that pump action. They always say, there's no criminal in the world that doesn't understand the sound of that pump. And you don't even have to fire it. You hear that, you hear that good pump going. Everyone scatters. I say... I'm going to let you guys in on this tip, and I've talked to law enforcement guys about it, and they're down with me. You get the shotgun. They now have the semi-automatic variety that hold 8 shells. You can feed 8 shells, not the old break it down, double whatever one. I'm talking 8. If you can pump 8 times, you can get 8 blasts out of the shotgun, right? The first one you put in is a blank, and then the next 7 are live. So you get the chick-chick, and you get the boom action. And then you get 7 live rounds. So if you're running down the stairs with it, and it drops out of your hand or goes off, it doesn't shoot you and blow your foot off. Or if the neighbor kid has just hopped over your fence and he's stoned, you don't kill him. You get the chick-chick and the boom. And if real trouble breaks out, you can get to the next 7 in less than a second after the first one. No problems. Now you got the pump, you got the shotgun, you got the boom, and you eliminated the danger of that part where you're running and you trip and the thing blows off or you shoot the neighbor kid.
And 5-0 is signed off on this. The coppers like this.
Coppers like this. I've told them. I've told a few law enforcement guys. They're like, yeah, that's solid. It's a good idea. As opposed to the handgun, because they always do that thing where, well, you want a handgun for home protection, but you never keep them in the same room. Take the bullets, you put them in a mason jar, you bury them in the backyard, and then the handgun, you duct tape to the roof. Yeah. All right, so now you hear the kitchen window break at 4 in the morning. Well, now we're all awake. But 3 in the morning, kitchen window breaks. What do you do? Let's see. Bullets in the backyard. I'll get the map out for that. Gun, duct tape to the roof. It's no use to you then. You got to have them in the same room. You got to have them chambered. Do the shotgun. Shotgun with the blank. Maybe rock salt.
Ooh.
rock salt.
Nothing like getting peppered with some rock salt.
That's right.
It's like, it stings.
Yeah.
Stings.
Nice.
Not that I'd know. Peter Benchley, the author of Jaws, died in his Princeton, New Jersey home this Saturday at the age of 65 from idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, which is a fatal scarring of the lungs. He also co-wrote the screenplay for the award-winning 1975 film Jaws, and here is a clip.
We are here on the beach where a giant shark has just eaten a swimmer. Well, Mr. Jaws, how was it?
Dynamite!
And what did she say when you grabbed her? I know sharks are stupid, but what did you think when you took that first bite?
How sweet it is.
Mr. Jaws, before you swim out to sea, have you anything else to say? Now is the local sheriff.
It was a simpler time, and it was easier to be funny back then. I remember this song when I was a kid, Mr. Jaws, Dickie Goodman. Oh, it's hysterical. Funniest thing anyone's ever heard of. Yeah, must have been nice. Boy, was the bar set low comedically back then.
Why? I like to think that the bar is still set there. Otherwise, I'm in a lot
of
trouble.
Nice. It'd be nice. Yeah.
Well, I'm Rachel Perry, and that's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Well, the winter games are going on over in Torino. Lots on that in just a second. But quickly, Pro Bowl yesterday over in Hawaii. Sad to say, that's it. Football season is over. It is done. 6 months away. We got to wait. The NFC beat the AFC 23-17. Derek Brooks, the MVP, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers linebacker. Bottom line, who cares?
Yeah.
A meaningless game, except that it's over with. NBA last night. LA's favorite pro team, the Clippers, fell to the Bulls. Trailblazers got whipped by Toronto. The Kings, on the other hand, all over Atlanta, up in the land of Schwarzenegger. Big game in the Pac-10 over the weekend. Washington beat UCLA. Now, back to these Olympics. Michelle Kwan, so far the biggest story, the U.S. figure skater, had to drop out. She's got some health problems, and so she's not going to do it. All everywhere you look, you're seeing headlines about Michelle Kwan, little plays on word, but plays on Kwan, the things you keep, Kwan gone, you know, Kwan song, things like this. I thought it would be fun to have our resident wordsmith, Tad, Fat Tad, see what he could come up with as headlines. Let's call these Tad lines, or maybe something more clever. Tad, what did you come up with on Michelle Kwan for a headline?
The first one was, the force was not strong for Obi-Kwan Kenobi.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm. All right. Lights out for Kwanzaa.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And my third.
Well, I don't know if it's lights out, but it, like, we're not celebrating Kwanzaa or something like that.
You're
the
on the right track.
Part,
you're getting
close. I tried. Mm-hmm. And then my third one was Michelle, my belle. Oh, well.
Mm.
I'll tell you what. I expected worse. Now please excuse yourself from the room.
Yes, sir.
You know, it's a weird thing that's going to mean nothing to anybody except for me and Sheck, and perhaps we should just wait and talk about it off the air, but screw you guys. when you were telling me an hour ago that you told Big Tad to come up with some good ones for Kwan's departure that were, you know, rhymed with Kwan or, you know, whatever. First one that popped in my head was, uh-oh, Kwando! Which is what they used to yell on Danger Island, which was one of the shows that was on the Banana Splits. Now, right. For some reason, 20 minutes later when we were talking, you brought up the Banana Splits, and then you brought up those interstitial shows they used to show and talk about how much you love them. Now, you and I have never discussed this before, I don't believe, and I haven't said, uh-oh, Chongo, which is what the guy used to yell on Danger Island, which was on Banana Splits, in 1,000 years. Now, I'm just curious how that works.
It's weird.
Was I thinking about it? Did I push it over to you? And why? Uh-oh, Kwando.
Now, you said you're not a Sesame Street man, which made me think of what I was. Why? Yeah, weird.
Yeah.
Call Ripley. That's the bottom line.
All right.
And in the downhill, the two U.S. hopefuls in the men's downhill, Bodie Miller and Darren Rawls, neither finished with a medal.
Good.
But
tired of that Bodie Miller.
You know, Bodie Miller, you know, he was on 60 Minutes a couple months ago talking about how he liked to have a couple belts, you know, the night before a big race, and he was hungover and so on and so forth. Turns out, I guess, I guess he did it again this time.
Odie Miller, no surprise, found himself in the news again today because he was spotted, apparently, as somebody said, he was seen out late at a bar last night. He did skip inspection today, which he also did yesterday.
But, Tim, that's just Bodie being Bodie. I mean, he stays out late. That's what he does. I mean, give me a break. He knows how to prepare for a race.
I hope I can reach that station in life where when my alcoholism is people just excuse, well, that's just Dave, you know.
Well, as I've said before, you know you're an a-hole when your name gets repeated twice, you know, when they go like, well, you know, Rachel Perry, salt of the earth, great gal. Mike Lynch, no harder working guy in show business than Lynch. Dave, Dave's Dave. You ever hear your name repeated twice just means you're colossal a-hole and no one can summon anything decent to say about you. And you always know, you always, that's what you should look for when stars are working on the set and they do that thing. What was it like working with the great Morgan Freeman? Oh, you know, Morgan's Morgan. Yeah. Two times a-hole. Yeah. Three times, that would be, I like Morgan's Morgan. Three times means you got to kill yourself.
It's the same as you've mentioned before. Snoop Dogg, you know, he gets a pass for smoking the weed all the time. Like everybody else goes to jail.
Right.
Oh no, it's Snoop.
It's Snoop.
Bodie Miller, you know, he's a drunk. He's going down the slopes with a buzz on. Oh, that's just Bodie.
I saw him actually nipping off a flask halfway into the downhill run.
Well, I mean, that's
90
tough.
Miles.
You
got
to get points.
Hour.
That's hard to do.
It is.
He's loaded, eh? He's gone.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
We're going to take a break. Oswaldo, the great Oswaldo, my dear, dear friend Oswaldo, is going to be in here next. He has a review of Curious George.
Can I also say that we have an Olympic correspondent lined up from Turin? I'm very excited about this.
Yeah, he was on the phone a second ago. I don't know what happened
to
him.
He's a very busy man. He's at the hotel, and obviously they got a lot of traffic.
All right.
A lot
of hopefully we'll talk to him, and we'll surely talk to Oswaldo after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM. Oswaldo Castillo is in the studio. The Ozman, as I know him, worked with him for many years, swinging a hammer. And now I put him on the radio. I saw Ozzy Friday. He came over to my home. He made some lovely shrimp cocktail for me.
Ooh.
And my wife. And he left behind some nice carne asada. It's beautiful flap steak. I ate it Friday night, and then I ate it again on Saturday. Thank you, Ozzy.
You're welcome. My pleasure, man.
And his beautiful chimichurri sauce, too.
Mm.
Delightful, delectable beans and rice. Mm. Ozzy comes over and leaves food behind. And I'm not a snob. You leave me a hat, I put it on. You leave me a T-shirt, I put it on. You leave me some food, I put it in. I'm not one of these guys. Look, when I used to do Loveline, once in a while people would send over cookies or something that were just loosely wrapped in foil. And sent through the mail. Drew and I would open it up and devour the entire contents of the foil.
You never worried about razor blades or poison?
Here's my whole thing. I feel the same way about that as I do about getting to the airport 2 hours early. It's okay to miss a flight every 10 flights in lieu of getting there 2 hours early every time. If you do the math, you think about it, you fly from L.A. to New York's 5.5-6 hours. If you get to the airport 2 hours earlier, as opposed to 20 minutes early when I get there, if you get there 20 minutes early, you're going to miss a flight every 10 or 15 flights. But if you get there 2 hours early, it's the equivalent time-wise of flying to New York and back twice. Do the math. Know what I'm saying?
True.
Yeah.
I feel the same way about eating tainted cookies. I don't want to go through life worried about that. I think people are good. We did our wallet experiment. I think the nature man is good. So once in a while you get the runs or you vomit. Big deal. You eat a mountain of cookies for every one piece of vomit comes out of your mouth. Yes, Ozzy? How say you?
Yeah, good, man.
Good.
Good morning.
Yeah, Ozzy gets all his meat from the Mexican butcher. Which you know is good. You know what I like about the Mexican butcher? You guys do something that we try not to do here, which is we name our, you know, we don't call our pork pig
it freaks us out. We call it pork, you know. We don't call veal baby cow. We call it veal. It has its own name, as if it grows off the veal tree or something. We don't picture the baby cow being slaughtered. You guys go the other direction. You go to the Mexican butcher. There is a picture of Mrs. Pig holding an axe with lipstick and a skirt on, chasing Mr. Cow. Is going to kill him with the axe, which is, I say, ballsy. I like the style, the idea. And then there's Mr. Rooster in a three-piece suit and a monocle that's presiding over the whole thing.
You know, the expression, you know, to say baby cow is supposed, you know, say, you know, young cow.
Young cow.
Yeah.
What is that? What do you guys call in Spanish? What do you call veal?
Veal?
Veal. Not veal. Yeah, do you have a word with veal? Does that mean anything? You know, like, no, baby cow, veal.
Yeah, it's ternero.
What does that mean? Does it mean anything?
Yeah, it's a little cow.
You yeah, know? See? They call it little cow.
Ternero.
Ternero. Yeah, little cow. Look, they know they're eating animals. They're not pretending. They enjoy eating animals over there. We pretend like we're not. Oh, have some venison, some veal, and some pork. Oh, you mean some deer, some pig, and some baby cow?
A little pig.
Yeah.
A little pig.
They used to be called crying baby cow, but they just shortened it to baby cow. All right, Ozzy, you have your review for us?
Yeah.
By the way, when are we going to get some of that carne asada over here? Listen, I don't want to put you out, Ozzy, but it'd be terrific. We grilled up outside the studio one day, right?
Ozzy, you'll cook up some and bring it over, right? Yeah, next time he's here. Next time I'll bring it.
Sometime.
Wonderful. Right. Wonderful.
We have a new song for Ozzy from Rich from Arizona, by the way. Let's hear that.
Rancho Cucamonga. Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, Oswaldo. You review a movie. What a thrill. And you cook the flap steak.
Ate it this weekend.
You can't understand the words you say. But we love you, Oswaldo.
Left this reviewer called.
Yeah.
Very, very nice detail, you know.
Very nice. All right.
La Bamba.
Let's hear. Now you're going to review a movie. Here we go.
Tell us about some movies. We want to know which movies you have seen. Go ahead, Oswaldo, tell us.
You point him back at Brusca.
Brusca cues him like he's an animal at the circus. He hits him with a stick.
Which I think is unnecessary and cruel.
Oswaldo paws back at him.
Oswaldo braying like a donkey.
The movie that I saw this weekend was the anime film Curious George.
Curious what?
George.
George, okay.
It must be a very good movie because I was sold out in the first theater I go.
Whoa. Huh?
No idea.
What was that?
Maybe it's a very good movie, you know.
It is a good movie.
Yeah. Because, you know, I was sold all, you know, all in the first theater I go. You know, all seats.
It was filled.
It was filled.
Oh, the theater was packed. Yeah. Okay. Now, guys, imagine building a house with Oswaldo, and I'm saying, now listen, Ozzy, I got to get over to Kimmel's. I'm going to be gone for about 5 hours doing some work. Here's what I need you to do. Put the green board up and make sure you use the bugle-headed drywall screws with the coarse thread, not the inch and a quarter, the inch and a half. And let's have the nailing schedule be 6 inches on the seams and 12 in the field. You got that, Ozzy?
Yeah, I got it.
See? Now, how good would you feel when you got in your car and started driving down the hill?
Remember the day you say cut the bench, you know, in your house? I asked you.
Oh, yeah.
Flat to
I was trying to grow a hedge at my house. It took me 5 years to grow this hedge. I was trying to get it up at like 6 feet high because the neighbors could see in and blah, blah, blah. And one day I told Ozzy, just trim the top, just flatten it out. And he said, like, flat to the fence? And I said, yeah, yeah, just make it flat on the top. And I came back and he cut it all off. And I wasn't even mad. I just began crying. Because it wasn't anything you'd do. It's going to take 5 years to get it back to where it was. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh, devastated. Yeah, I forgot about that. You're fired. All right, keep going,
almost,
Ozzy.
Almost. The director is Matthew O'Callaghan. Curious George is the adventure animation film is for all and the family, especially for the little guy.
Yeah,
the and the house.
Yeah, that's right.
It's comedy kid.
For the baby cows. Yeah.
It's good for the little guys in the house?
Yeah, yeah. It's good for the kids.
Especially for the little
children,
guys.
You know?
Especially.
I see. Yeah. All right.
Will Ferrer voice the main yellow hat. Drew Merrymore. David Cross.
Hold on. What was that name?
Drew Merrymore.
Drill Merrymore?
Yeah.
That's her porn name, but what's her real name?
Drew Barrymore.
Barrymore.
I had no idea.
Yeah, okay.
David Cross, Eugene Lewis.
Eugene Levy.
Lewis.
Yeah, it's the thing Bush blew up in New Orleans.
Yeah. And many more also were in the movie.
I think he used a swear word there.
In the movie, you remember the old time with children. The children. Anytime I see, you know, Curious George, you know, painting, mm-hmm. I see paint, you know, and a little child, mm-hmm. I try to painting everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I say, you know, anytime I see, you know, some bear fly, you know,
yeah.
I almost fly too, you know.
Yeah.
The same you are flying with the balloon.
Yeah, I put the balloons on, yeah.
Yeah.
He almost flied too?
Yes, he almost flew.
Almost fly.
Mm-hmm.
Fly. Mm-hmm. No, fly the mosca. Fly the air.
Yes.
You know? Mm-hmm. All right, let's take it to the casa.
My favorite part in the movie is when it's raining.
Uh-huh.
And the guy, the yellow hat, you know, is sitting in the bench in the park. And the curious George, you know, make it, you know, under the tree. A little bed with the lid, you know, coming
mm-hmm.
down,
mm-hmm.
and call the guy, you know, for coming and sleeping in the little bed he make it.
Mm,
a nice. Very sweet part in this movie.
Sweet, yes.
The movie is a good movie to see with your family.
Mm-hmm.
They left this reviewer Paul.
Glowing review.
He
gave such a nice review. I didn't see that coming at all.
I just slobbered on my microphone. I just started laughing because I was thinking, well, he likes the movie. I wonder if he's going to put a but it left this reviewer called. But no, just left the reviewer called.
Now, besides Will Ferrell, who's in it again?
Well, the
besides Will Ferrell, who else?
Celebrities in it.
Oh, there are celebrities, you know, Drew Barrymore.
Right.
Ooh.
Will Ferrer, you know.
Right.
The guy working in the Wish, you know. The,
right.
Like she said in Spanish, you know, the lady make a wish, you know, trick, magic.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what about Eugene Lava?
Lava?
Eugene Levy. See him there?
Yeah,
this is... All right, let's not review.
Yeah,
that's good. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. Nice job, Ozzy.
Yeah, thank you.
Ozzy, did you really need to call me twice on Saturday to find out what channel the Olympics were on?
Okay, just take the information, you know. I have a cable, but, you know, I have a, you know, basic cable. I don't have a whole channel, you know.
Right.
I don't have information in channel for a specific, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I better take emergency time, you know. I didn't call my company cable, no, for taking the
all
channel.
All right. Whatever.
Sorry, you know.
It's all right, but I mean, understand, I'm a busy man. All right, we will take ourselves a break. Ozzy's Olympic Roundup is coming up later on, so let's strap in for that. Def Rat guys coming in. Lots of show left. All that after this.
Hey, it's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now, 866-901-ADAM.
That's right, 866-901-ADAM. If you have a dog, call us up. We'll do a very specific radio bit for your dog only. We will freak your dog out. We did this a few weeks back, and people seemed to enjoy it. So this time I thought it'd be nice to actually do custom ones. You call us up, give us your dog's name, then put the dog by the radio. We'll see if we can freak him out, because I'm ready, baby. We'll do that in the next break. Or if you call in fast enough with your pet, we'll see if we can freak him out this time. Before we get to that, I'm a, as you know, a boxing fan. James Lights Out Tony's one of my favorite boxers. And as it turns out, he doesn't just let his fists do the talking. He actually lets his mouth do the talking in the form of some very timely advice.
And now it's time for free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Dear James Lights Out Tony, when my husband and I purchased our new home, we made sure the swimming pool was private and concealed from the houses on either side. We enjoy skinny dipping and didn't want to offend our neighbors. We believe we'd made the right choice until the boy next door began climbing the fence to spy on us. Unfortunately, his parents refused to discipline him. They insist that we cover up. The neighbors are threatening us with legal action because they think that we're corrupting their son. Have you any advice? No tan line in sunny California.
Dear, no tan line? You're overdue for a talk with your attorney in California. The law requires full disclosure about problems when property is bought and sold. And you may have a valid complaint against the former owners of the house. Also, the neighbor boy who is preoccupied with your sunbathing to the extent that he's climbing the fence to spy on you appears to be budding peeping time. Rather than allowing him to get an eyeful, his parents should be giving him an earful about people's right to privacy. I will whoop his butt. Seriously.
Free advice from James Lights Out Tony.
Silky smooth. I didn't get the part about full disclosure, though. What is he supposed to say when you buy a house? We have a horny, prepubescent neighbor child that may scale the fence? I got to ask Tony about that. But again, I'm no boxer and I'm not an attorney either. Evidently, he knows California. He knows California law better than most attorneys.
He's the advice expert, you know. Who are you to question?
Yeah, that's a good point. All right, we're going to take ourselves a break. Again, call up if you have a dog. Tell us that dog's name and we will freak him out over the radio. Also, news, sports, Def Rat Guy. Another review from the great Oswaldo. Still left to go in the show.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's right. 866-901-ADAM. Matt's called in. He's got his dog by the radio. We're going to freak him out in a second. Lori?
Yes?
You have an idea about getting Oswaldo a speech therapist?
I do. First off, Slim, can I say good morning and that I love that you're on the radio. Wow. I love you, Adam, from The Man Show.
Thank you.
Somebody bought me Sirius for Christmas. I made them, and then I haven't hooked it up yet. But anyway, you guys doing a great job. Anyway, Oswaldo, when I was listening, first off, anyone that is native Californian would have some degree of handicap for Spanish or Mexican, whichever they speak. Mm-hmm. And Oswaldo, when he says George, or he says, George, he might as well say Jorge. We'd all understand. But if you bought him a computer, did you change his language to Spanish so he could understand it?
I gave Oswaldo my computer the last, you know, the computers that, you know, it's $2,000 one year, and then 2 years later, it's worth nothing. And I gave it to Oswaldo. As a matter of fact, Oswaldo, I think, asked for it, and I think he played the kid card, too, talking about his kids. Do you have the internet on the computer I gave you, Oswaldo?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do. And you couldn't find out when the Olympics were on via the internet, huh?
No, I watch it only in TV.
Okay. I mean, all right. The listings. So what's your suggestion, Lori?
Well, I just think that there's probably plenty of classes, especially in the Los Angeles area, where he could go and they could teach him to enunciate a little better. If Darian O'Toole can lose her Canadian accent, then I don't want him to lose it. But if you're going to have him on the show, I know it's fun, but maybe you could and so we could, you know, stay tuned and see if it helps.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think we will get Ozzy a speech therapist.
Do you remember the movie Stand and Deliver when whatever his name is saying?
Edward James Olmos.
There you go. It's a pin. He's a pin. and
that's right.
He saw Pencil, so send him to one of those.
All right.
But I like him, and I think it'd be fun to actually know what Curious George was about.
It would be nice to actually know if you wanted to see the movie based on his review.
If we have inordinately good luck, maybe the speech therapist's office will be right next to a respiratory specialist that can help Ozzy out with his breathing troubles.
That's right. Please, I've heard people who breathe through their trach tube sound less noticeable. Hey, Ozzy.
Yep.
Sorry, buddy. It's this morning radio stuff. It really is. All right, we're going to get you a speech therapist, mainly so you can pronounce my first name after 16 years. That's all I want. So, you know what it'll be? It'll be like the parents that have the retarded kid and say, oh, listen, you guys, you're worried about your kid going off to Harvard or being captain of the football team. For us, when my child was able to say mother at age 14 for the first time, that's what it'll be like with me and Ozzy. 16 years, the joy it'll bring to my heart when you actually don't butcher my first name.
Well, what's the starting off point? How do you say it now?
Adam.
Adam. Adam.
Adam.
Adam.
Adam.
Ooh. Adam.
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 Adam. Adam.
Or that's it. I'm just going to start calling.
You know,
I say Oswaldo. How would you like me to say Oswaldo?
It's good.
See? See? Do you see the respect I give your name?
You know, it's taking all the special for you, you know, Adam.
All right. Get him out of here. He sickens me, Breska. Get him to a therapist. We'll get that set up. All right, now, as promised, we're going to freak your dog out. Matt?
Yeah.
What's your dog's name?
My dog's name is Vinny.
Vinny?
Yeah, like my cousin Vinny.
I see. Or as Oswaldo would call him, Vinny. So his name is Vinny. And can you get him next to the radio?
I can get him. Well, he's next to the speakerphone.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, that's good, because that's real time. We don't have the delay that way.
Yeah.
Okay. So turn up the speakerphone and step back, and on the count of three, we'll see if we can freak out your dog, and then you tell us how he reacted. Everyone ready? Everyone poised? Dog's name is Vinny. On the count of three. One, two, three. Come on, boy! Get the squirrel! Get the squirrel! It's a mailman. Get the squirrel! Matt?
Is he doing anything?
Yeah, he opened his mouth and started smiling and looking really kind of weird.
Yeah.
And he did a circle.
Oh, he did the circle thing.
Yeah.
I like that.
Mission accomplished.
Well, thank you. Put him on the phone. Let me see if he can pronounce my name better than Oswaldo. I bet it's a coin toss. What happened to Oswaldo and the dog? They tied. Thanks, Matt. All right, that's a little something called Freak Out Your Pet. Now it is time for news with Rachel Perry.
New York area airports just beginning to reopen after record snowfall in the Northeast over the weekend. Peter Benchley, the author of Jaws, died in his Princeton, New Jersey home this Saturday at the age of 65. Saddam Hussein returned to court today but complained he was dragged there against his will, showing his defiance by wearing a robe rather than his usual attire of a suit. He shouted many things, down with Bush, long live the nation, and finally he called the investigating judges homosexuals.
Well, let me say this. Maybe we shouldn't give him so many attire choices. You know, it's like he showed up dressed as the Hamburglar to thumb his nose at the... Well, where's he going to get all these things? Just give him the suit. Now either you show up in your underpants or you show up in the Armani. You don't show up in the robe. You don't show up in your house coat and your slippers. He's wearing his PJs. He showed up in a king's robe with a crown. He showed up dressed as one of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. Let's not give him so many options. He's in the joint. Just give him the one suit. Put it on, schmuck. You're going to court.
It was like a page out of the Michael Jackson court handbook.
It really is frightening, too, when you realize this guy was in charge of this country. Everyone's like, oh, well, of course, he's nuts. But, yeah, he's nuts. I mean, he really seems clinical. He seems like syphilis is eating his brain. He's only been locked up for a year or so. He's insane. He was running the country, and he's clearly, I would say, at best, wildly delusional. and at worst, completely mentally ill. And he ran the country. He's going to decide who's going to gas the Kurds.
They show his half-brother, Barzan Ibrahim or whatever, on the news. That guy was being defiant by wearing just like a T-shirt and wasn't wearing his headdress. They look like hobos, like ruffians. Like they just just didn't even comb his hair. Like they just crawl out of bed and went to court. I'm going to look like crap.
Shaq could get away with that, but not these guys. Only Shaq. I don't judge looks, but I hear him talk about his looks enough to know he's good looking.
He hasn't been right since Uday and Kuse went down, though.
That's good.
Yeah, he's grieving. Now, listen. So he called them. He called the judges homosexuals?
Yeah.
Mm. Big deal over there.
Well, maybe they are. Maybe it wasn't derogatory. He was just making an observation.
Well, you know, you've gone to your last, like, I mean, he's really at his wit's end now, you know. Well, he doesn't even have, like, clever anything to say. You guys are fags.
I'm sure that's what he yelled. And by the way, when the translators clean things up, it screws up. You know what I mean? Like, if you use the N-word and somebody cleans it up and says he called them African-Americans, well, then you take the teeth right out of it. You know, I'm sure he yelled something other than homosexual. It was good. We need to hear it. That's all.
Not funny, ha-ha, funny, queer.
Vice President Dick Cheney this weekend accidentally shot his hunting companion when his friend Harry Whittington went to retrieve a quail. Cheney failed to see him. His spokesman held a press conference yesterday.
Good afternoon. I wish to start by saying that, of course, Vice President Cheney had no intention of shooting his friend, Mr. Whittington. I think that goes without saying that Mr. Cheney would not be hunting people. He was hunting Jews. He, of course, is very accomplished at hunting blacks. In this case, the Jews, while not as fast, clever people.
Sneaky, sneaky.
Wow, that's... What kind of spokesperson is that? Doing more harm than good.
It was too honest.
Yeah.
Sounds like he had a cold or something.
Sounded a little like a little tricky dick.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. A single-engine plane that appeared to be doing an acrobatic move crashed directly into a suburban home near Sacramento, California on Sunday. The pilot and passenger died, and a teen boy who lived in the house is still missing. Did you see the pictures of his house?
I saw a plane that crashed. Actually, a bunch of sort of single-engine private planes seemed to go down over the weekend, but I didn't see the one that hit the house.
I got to show you. You got to see these pictures. Like a smoldering... How often does that happen, that a plane
the flames flying out of the place, yeah.
It looks like a bomb directly exploded in the house. It just completely totaled the house. You can see the house, and then it's just smoldering hole in the middle, like a meteor.
Filled with fuel. And by the way, the teenage boy that's still missing, I would be worried about that, wouldn't you? Unless this guy has a perverse sense of humor. I'm going to stay at my buddy Nick's house for another 3 days. Really freak out the old man.
Oh, sad. Apparently the parents are away on vacation or something. Oh. And I mean, that's just...
Yeah.
You see your house on the news like that. Anyway, former frontman for Creed, Scott Stapp, got married in Miami on Friday to a former Miss New York. The very next day, he was arrested at LAX airport for being drunk in public. So drunk that airline personnel wouldn't even let him get on the plane.
Hmm. Good. There's nothing worse than that super self-important rock. Yeah. I haven't been finding out that everyone seems to hate Creed.
When did you just... this is news to you?
It's been creeping up on me. It's amazing. It's sort of like... I was just asking my wife about it over the weekend. It's like... You know how everyone hates Billy Bush, and everyone hates Creed, and there's a handful of everyone hates, and it's weird. We never talk about it. It's not like, you know, there's not like some guy brought a flyer over the house and you got to hate Billy Bush, you got to hate Creed. There's a handful of other people who we just all sort of agree that we hate. How does that work? How does it work that everyone hates Creed? How does it work that everyone hates this guy or that guy?
It starts when they suck. Releasing record after record.
But it's not enough just to suck.
That's true.
You won't hate them for
it's
that.
It's the preachy... You know what I hate? I'll tell you what I hate. It's the preachy Christian rock that once they get famous, they will not admit that they have that they're Christian rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's not... They use the Christian rock to sell mad amount of records, and then as soon as they get famous, they pull back on that because they want the what do you call it, the Gentile vote? I don't know.
They want some street cred, that's not happening with the J-Man. But here's the other thing, too. I think it transcends that. Because they're people you've never met in your life. You know them from nothing but their little snippets on TV or the songs you hear, and you loathe the person. Mm. And I think as human beings, we ignore it, but there's a part that is given out that's picked up on some antenna that we're not aware of that just knows. Back to the reptilian days, back to the Cro-Magnon man, there's a part where we just go like, yeah. Billy Bush. I hate that guy. Meanwhile, all he's talking about is if Jennifer Aniston's ever going to love again, and I just can't stand him.
You just want to smack him.
Yes, but why? And why do we universally agree on it?
And that's the punishment they deserve is the smack. It's a open-handed.
Right.
It's got to be.
Possibly even a backhand. Hold on a second, Rick.
Yeah.
Are you four houses away from where the plane crash took place?
Yep.
Wow.
What happened?
I honestly have no idea. I wasn't even home when it happened. So
fantastic.
When I got home, I mean, our street was closed down. All kinds of crazy stuff was going on.
Well,
it was just like a fireball.
I oftentimes wonder about it, the light aircraft and the private aircraft, that they can just fire it up and buzz all over wherever they want, over populated areas, and sort of do whatever they want. And if they crash, they're going to hit something and someone's going to die. If they're in their car, if they're in their apartment, if they're in their business. It seems a little weird. Obviously, you can't do that with commercial stuff. But in a land filled with laws, that one doesn't seem to apply. I see people just taking, I stand outside and just see people buzzing around in their light aircraft all the time. Meanwhile, there's 200 gallons of fuel on the plane that would immediately incinerate whatever it is they hit.
What I don't understand is why they don't have a certain area they have to fly above. And I mean, if you're flying a little aircraft like that, why can't you just glide? You know, why do you have to run right into a house?
Yeah. I'm not sure if they did it intentionally. Yeah, why not just glide?
You shouldn't be practicing aeronautical maneuvers above a suburban area.
Yeah, I think the guy either had some catastrophic failure, some problem with the plane, or he was trying to do some loop or screw around and couldn't get out of it.
Yeah, I have no idea. I mean, there's like...
All right, but thanks for calling it.
Well, anyway, I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one sports. Do it, Dave.
Winter games going on in Torino. Michelle Kwan, U.S. figure skater. She's out. Apollo owner, Ono. He fell yesterday in the short track speed skating. He didn't get to defend his gold medal as a result. So, not good times for the U.S. so far, in spite of the three gold medals. Tonight, you've got figure skating, snowboarding, speed skating, and curling.
Ooh.
I know, it's ironic to say you like. It's funny to say. I like curling, you know, the little shoving of that big ball down the ice.
Frozen ham, guy throws.
Yeah. But yeah. What if you were an Olympic a downhill skier? You get off the slopes, you just risked your neck to win a medal, and now they give one to a guy with a broom.
Well, like we were talking about, no worse name for a bit than, or less imaginative name for an event than downhill. But curling, you have to give a name to, like curling, otherwise it would just be called boring. You know what I mean? If he's old guy slide a frozen ham and another guy sweeps with a broom in front of it, you'd say, I'm not going to watch this. But they say curling. Maybe I'll check it out. I don't know what it is.
Very strange sport. I don't know that you can call it a sport.
I will tell you this. It is horrible. It is a joke. It is not a sport. On the other hand, if you start watching it, you'll watch it. You just will. I don't know why, but you'll do it. That guy running out front with a broom, which I would like in my life. Tad, get a broom. I'm going to walk out to my car in 2 hours. I want Tad out front of me, sweeping.
That'd be something, yeah. But you'd have to move at a snail's pace if Tad were walking in front of you. He can only move so fast.
True.
NBA last night, Clippers lost, Trailblazers lost. The Kings of Schwarzenegger, though, winners. Mm. Art Shell, rehired by the Oakland Raiders as their head coach. And sad news, NFL season is now officially over. The Pro Bowl yesterday, NFC beat the AFC 23-17. Now back to these winter games. I am very excited about this. This is you know, I don't want to sound like a heel, but I, you know, I feel pretty good about this correspondent we've lined up. You know, the Canadian hockey team, the general manager, Wayne Gretzky, embroiled in controversy right now with this gambling ring with the Phoenix Coyotes, Rick Tocchet, and Wayno's wife, Janet Jones, also known to make roughly $500,000 worth of bets over the last couple of years, allegedly at least. But so they're over there for the Olympics, and believe it or not, if I'm going to give this a shot here, Janet is going to be our correspondent for the duration of the Olympics.
After what you've said about her husband.
I know. Let me try to dial her here and see if we can get through here. Dial the number. I'm dialing.
I'm dialing. Here we go. Let's see. Dialing.
Wait, keep it down. I just want to see. Here we go.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Mrs. Gretzky?
Hello.
How are you?
Fantastic, Billy. Fantastic.
It's Dave. Hey, listen, I thought you'd be a little more down with the whole gambling thing that's going on, this whole controversy.
When I need my mother, I'll give a call to Missouri. Now, if you want to talk about business, let's hurry up here. My wife, Wayne, is going to be back any minute.
All right. Hey, you've been checking out any events?
I just made a bundle on the luge. I was taking a lot of late action on that American Tony Benchoff, but I knew that beautiful bastard from Italy, Ziggy, what's his name? He would get it done.
I think his name's Armand Zegler.
Whatever, Encyclopedia Brown. I pronounce it ka-ching.
All right, so what's coming up today? Have you seen any of this curling? I'm not even sure this thing's a sport.
You can bet on it, can't you? If you can, it's a sport in my book, Billy.
Dave.
Who?
I'm just saying my name is Dave.
I don't know who this Dave is, Billy, but can we wrap this up? I got some calls to make before the figure skating starts up. I'm getting the Americans 4-1 to win gold.
All right, put a C note on that for me, and we'll talk to you, I hope, tomorrow, okay, Mrs. Gretzky?
Done.
Have fun out there.
Wow. She hasn't learned a lesson at all, even with all the pressure.
No, but it's going to be fun as these Olympics unfold to, you know, have someone on site like that. So that's neat. And she's, you know, obviously a lightning rod right now. So I think we, you know, it's a real coup, if I do say so myself.
Thought it was Billy Bush calling, I think. Yeah.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
All right, we have the deaf rat guy who's waiting in the wings. He's going to come in. We'll talk to him. And, Ozzy's got another review coming up. Also, we'll do some gambling on Monday Night Football. I'll explain how that works after this.
This is deaf rat guy. Give Adam a call now at 1-866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. Talking to... deaf rat guy here, trying to get him to adjust his cans, his headphones.
What's up, bro? What's going on?
It's evident. That's a laugh at deaf rat guy.
I was laughing at something I thought about earlier.
Deaf rat guy, his real name's Jason, but his handle over at the Sammy house is Maverick, yeah?
Well, I think the guys, I got confused. It's not Maverick, it's Haddock. And I asked him, why is it Haddock? And they're like, because you're as deaf as a haddock.
some of the fish. Haddock. I don't know. But yeah, I guess fish don't really hear real well. And by the way, you can't have ears if you live in the water. You're going to get an infection like every 3 days, if you think about it. So you're over at the Sammy house?
And Haddock and Maverick, basically the same thing.
Forget it. Yeah, think about it. All right, so you're Sammy? You're in the Sammy house?
Hell no, bro.
All right.
Don't even go there, dude.
Sorry, but what are you, a teak?
Hell yeah.
Okay. Glad we've hammered that out.
So your frat brothers, though, they sort of make fun of your hearing? They call you Haddock?
Well, it's like we call, you know, like everybody gets made fun of a little bit. Like we call Lefty... Lefty, because, like, in the shower, his thing goes almost to the left a little because he broke it.
Yeah, it's like Peyronie's disease, I think they call that. Yeah, bends to the left. It's nice. I would, I'd call one of my friends Lefties, too, but I don't check out their junk in the shower, dude.
You know, some Sammy did it.
Oh, I see. One of those gay Sammies. Yeah, you're a teak. We have a song. Was it Rich that sent this in? Rich from Arizona. Let's see. We have a song for you. Jeez.
It's a shame he can't enjoy it.
It's a shame, but let's hear it anyway.
It was off the hook. It was off the hook.
Maverick.
Can't hear much, but he can still drink beer and party every day. Well, he likes chicks, sorority girls are always ready to play. Well, Moose gets Woody at the drop of a hat, but he says that he ain't bi. Just a fifth-year senior living it up, hearing loss ain't a crime. He's a death rat guy. Death rat guy.
Quick check.
Death rat guy.
Maverick.
Death rat guy. Death rat guy.
Wow, solid. It was a good song. I guess you can feel the bass, can't you?
I can feel the bass, and I can check out the readout on the monitor, knowing when it's really kicking hard.
So you'll, like, if you guys have a mixer, you'll dance at the mixer?
Hell yeah, the bass I can feel. And it's not, so, dancing is not about music, it's more about self-expression.
You'll dance
if you're happy, if you're wasted, or if you're sad. Sometimes I get a little bummed out about my hearing.
Shaq, you shouldn't be laughing at that. Yeah.
I mean, I know he can't hear you laugh, but he can look.
Well, he can see
you.
What's going on. Yeah.
I saw a funny Curb Your Enthusiasm last night. I was just thinking about it.
You know, don't tell us. Tell him.
By the way, you had to be watching a rerun from last year.
Right.
It's going to be true. All right, Deaf Rat Guy, you've been following the Olympics, have you?
Dude, last night we got so wasted because we did this game where we were watching this snowboarding. Mm-hmm. Every time they did a 1080, we had to pound a beer. So it ended up drinking like 17 beers. Now, I puked, but it was still... Ended up being like 3 or 4 beers after puking.
Wow. You still drank. You blew chunks and then you kept pounding beers.
That's the way you can drink. You can drink like a 30-pack as long as you puke. And then you end up only drinking 4 or 5 beers.
You, any disappointments? Any impressions about the Olympics?
I was kind of bummed out that Apollo Ohno got... 5th place, right. But then I found out that he's a deke. So I was like, good, dude, get out of here.
Now, is he a teak, a deke, or a Sammy? No, what is he?
I'm a teak.
You're
he's
a teak.
He's a deke.
Oh, he's a deke. Okay. It's not just how Ozzy would pronounce a guy he didn't like. He's actually, that's another frat house.
Trust me, bro, there's a huge difference.
Okay.
Like, we get all the chicks and they don't get any at all.
Speaking of... the deeks don't get any. The deeks and the Sammies, dry. What about Valentine's Day, speaking of chicks? That's coming up tomorrow.
Sometimes I get a little bummed out on Valentine's Day.
What, you have no Valentine's this year?
Well... I'm really crazy about Ashley.
Well, which Ashley?
Oh,
that hot girl from Tridouts.
No, no. The one with the shaved privates. There are two of them.
Who's the other one?
There's Ashley who's a Tridout.
Right. Oh, that's not the one.
No, the other Ashley's the one I'm after.
With the shaved privates.
What? I think there's a thing from this dude we call Pampers. They call him Pampers because he craps his pants every time he drinks. But I don't know what she sees in this. No, yeah. He's a good dude.
All right. Well, you're being very stoic. If Ashley with the shaved private parts is listening, maybe she should call in. So we can get this straightened out. All right, so it's going to be a lonely Valentine's Day then. No Valentine's to share with?
Whatever, bro. I'll be partying my ass off.
Now, do you like to do any of the winter games? Do you like to ski? Anything like that?
Snowboarding's pretty cool. But I think I like the luge. Because you just put the helmet and the earphones on and just go.
Right. You can block the world out and really focus. You're 50-year senior over at SC. What's your major again?
Well, right now I'm communications. But I'm thinking about... switching to hotel and restaurant management, because I think it would be pretty cool to be a concierge.
Yeah. Wow. Let's, I got a question for Deaf Rat Guy. Robert?
Hey, are you like a really big fan of Lou Ferrigno?
Well, hold on, because he doesn't hear, obviously, so I'm going to have
giving to... I'm throwing signs out while I'm talking, too. What's the deal?
Well, I'm sorry, that's obviously a joke. I mean, there's no way he can see that. Def Rat guy? That over here. Yeah, let's take a break. I have some questions. We have some callers who want to ask you some questions after this, all right?
Hell yeah.
Okay, dude. Hey, you're not drunk now. You haven't shotgunned a beer or anything, have you?
No, I was pretty wasted, so I'm probably hungover.
Okay. All right. Hang tight. Take a quick break. Be right back with Def Rat Guy after this.
It's the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam Carolla now. 866-901-ADAM.
Yeah. 866-901-ADAM. If you want to try to talk to Def Rat Guy, I'll work as an interpreter. Corey?
Yeah, what's up, brother?
You have a home improvement question?
I do.
I'm building
a house out here in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And my tape and texture guys are doing their thing right now. I'm coming up to texture on Saturday here. Mm-hmm. I've got three options.
Mm-hmm.
Orange peel, knockdown, or Venetian plaster, or a little bit of everything.
I'll go with the Venetian. Knockdown. Knockdown's very 80s.
Okay.
Knockdown texture. Knockdown texture is where they put the texture on the inside of the wall. You know, they just sort of goop it up, and then they take a trowel and they sort of knock the high ridges off, and it gives that crappy 80s bad condo look.
Okay.
Yeah. So, go over the Venetian plaster. That's a nice look.
That's a nice look. Okay.
Yeah. Knockdown trowel. Def Rat Guy? Oh, no.
Breakfast of champions, bro.
You got that on me.
First beer.
Wow. Hair
not even
9
in the morning.
If you're not wasted, your day is...
Your what?
Your day is...
Your day is wasted. I see your day is. Good. Hey, that frat guy, we were talking before we went to break about Lou Ferrigno. Someone wanted to know if you're a Lou Ferrigno fan.
Why does everybody keep comparing me to Lou Ferrigno?
No one's ever told you why they compare you to Lou Ferrigno or why they ask you about Lou Ferrigno all the time?
I mean, I am pretty ripped, but I only did Roy's that one summer when I was a lifeguard.
I don't think that's probably it.
Yeah, he's impaired. He has a hearing impairment.
A pair of what?
I don't know. Yeah, I guess it's because you guys look good with your shirts off or something. I don't know why they keep bringing him up. And why not Schwarzenegger, for that matter? You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
How you doing with that beer? Yeah, that's nice.
I don't understand why you can't get any girls.
Yeah, I don't understand either. Yeah, I mean, Smitty and Moose both get laid. No Valentine's again this year for Def Rekka.
Moose gets more ass than a porno let.
Mike?
You?
You got a question about you got a comment about Def Rat Guy?
Oh, yeah. How's it going, man? Adam, love the show.
Thank you.
I think Def Rat Guy needs to do the next sports report instead of Adam Light over there.
Interesting.
He's good radio, man.
Yeah, he's solid. Hold on. Def Rat Guy?
What's up, bro?
This caller thinks you should do the sports. He likes that idea.
I can rip through that.
Is there a newspaper there you can grab?
Hell yeah.
All right, why don't you just grab... I'm not going to let him do the sports instead of Dave Damashek. That'd be a slap in the face. But you may want to get into broadcast journalism or something like that one day. Why don't you just grab the USA Today and just hit some of the headlines and see how it works.
Sacramento... 109, Atlanta 84, Chicago and the Clippers 97-91, Denver in overtime beat Seattle 120-112 in the men's top 25, 17 ranked Ohio State beat 9 Illinois.
Number
and then
nine, yeah.
In football, the Oakland Raiders hired Archell.
Wow, nice.
Hey, Adam, I had a similar nickname in college.
What was your name?
Baba Booey.
It's been a while since we got a Baba Bowie.
Never gets old.
Yeah. That's all right. I like that. And also, it was worth it to get Def Rat Guy. I don't know. You better watch out, Shaq.
That's what, well, the college is all about exploring your options for when you get out of there. So this is the first step maybe towards a career.
Well, it's a communications major. Why not?
But I think it'd be cool to be a concierge. People would be like, what bar should I go to? And be like, dude, I know this bartender here. You may get 2-for-1 well drinks.
Yeah, well, speaking of concierge, Francisco is calling from Turin.
Francisco.
Oh, Francesco, sorry.
Torino.
Francesco?
Hello?
Are you calling from Italy?
Yeah.
You're in Turin?
Yeah.
Fantastic. Are you Italian?
Yes.
My name is Adam Carolla. Have you heard of me?
Yeah.
No, you haven't.
Sorry.
Okay.
Hello?
Okay, hello?
Hello, okay. Now you listen.
Now you hear it. Carolla, that's a good Italian name.
Yeah.
What's your last name, Francesco?
What's your?
My last name is Carolla. What's your last name?
I don't listen nothing. Hello?
Okay. Brian, we need to find someone who speaks some English. This guy's worse than Def Rat Guy and Oswaldo combined. Francesco.
Non sento niente.
Morning radio.
Oh, poi non sento.
All right, hang on a second. Well, there you are. That's our Olympic update, straight from Turin.
If Janet Jones wasn't enough.
Boy, we are covered here. We are loaded for bear. Well, Brasco's working the entire morning to get somebody to call in from Turin, and there it was. What a paisan.
That's a spicy meat board.
Def Rat Guy?
What's up?
You good? You want to read one more sports headline before we go to break?
Sure. Oklahoma, number 12, ranked in the women's top 25. Baylor, which is ranked 11, 81-77 in OT. Mm.
We just checked the website. They said Def Rat Guy in, check out in the sports.
Dag.
Miami 100, Detroit 98.
All right, Def Rat Guy. Hold tight now, buddy. Just sit tight because we're going to do some sports and we're going to do some news. And you can hang in. You're still working. Is that your second beer? You're still working on your first.
Oh,
well,
it smells like a little puke came into his mouth on that one. That was not nice.
We'll take a break.
Gross.
I'm going to have Brusca explain to Def Rat Guy why everyone keeps bringing Lou Ferrigno up to him in a gentle way during the break.
This could be uncomfortable.
This could be uncomfortable. And get the dry erase board out so we can really hash this out. And we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to The Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM. And do it right now.
866-901-ADAM is the phone number. Def Rat Guy hanging in for the news and the sports, because who knows? This could be a new gig for you, Def Rat Guy.
That's number 6, I think.
Def Rat Guy Shotgun 3.
Ooh, hell yeah!
Def Rat Guy Shotgun 3 brews during the break.
He's getting loose.
He's close to a sixer, and it's not even 9 o'clock yet.
Look, I gotta get Wayton to make Geology 101 a little more interesting.
Oh, you're going to class today?
Hell yeah.
Wow. So, you got classes today, and you're getting drunk.
If you're not wasted, today is.
All right, you're not wasted, today is. I didn't even know that one. That is awesome.
Look at the Def Rat Guys
snuggling up to Rachel Perry.
Damn, she smells good.
She's hot. Yeah.
Kit can't say the same about you.
Wow. Hey, yeah, you know, Rachel, I mean, you're a celebrity, you got a boyfriend and everything, he's nice looking, you're good looking, but what about a guy like Def Rat Guy? I mean, he's impaired, but he's on the way up, you know, 50-year senior over at SC, Teak.
You like chicken wing? And if so, mild, spicy, or nuclear?
I mean, I think...
Well, about it.
I mean, I really think, I think it's an insult to really treat him like a charity case. I mean, I'm not going to date him just because he's got
Right.
You know, I mean, impaired. Just because, no, just because he's a frat guy.
Right. All right. Well, the point is a deaf rat guy, not a bad looking guy at all. And again, I don't see why, you know, he doesn't have a Valentine's date, which is sad. Maybe just for tomorrow, Rachel. Maybe just so he doesn't sit up in his room on his third bunk and bum out.
Well, I mean, can I just say this? Rachel doesn't want to treat him like a charity case. Maybe if I, maybe Haddock here should earn it.
Mm.
Let's see what you got. Let's, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot there, Jason, but why don't you put your moves on it?
I'm not going to lay back, though. No. I'll make you work in bed.
Try to call him Maverick. All right, hang back for a second, if you would, deaf frat guy, because our own Big Tad took to the streets. Now, we're in the middle of the Winter Olympics, obviously, and this town, maybe more so than any town, Los Angeles, has been gripped by Olympic fever. Tad?
Yes, sir.
You took it to the streets to get a little, bring back a little taste of that Olympic fever for us?
Yeah, I went down to the...
Yes?
Yes.
You took it to the streets.
Took it to the streets.
All right. Let's hear how that went.
Are you guys excited for the Winter Games?
No. I don't care about the Winter Games.
I'm from Michigan, so I don't know what you're talking about.
All right. What's your favorite event?
I guess football.
The swimming.
Are you excited for the Winter Games?
No. I don't like the Winter Games.
Why don't you like the Winter Games?
It's boring. It's not football or basketball or hockey. Ain't nothing used for it.
You're not ready for the figure skating competition?
Nah. Ain't the women not new. Forget about it.
Wow.
What's your favorite event?
My favorite event is motorcycling, cross the motorcycle cross, whatever it's called.
In the snow?
No, motorcycles, dirt biking.
No, I'm talking about the Winter Olympics.
Oh, I'm not really interested in the Winter Olympics.
Are you excited for the Winter Games?
The Winter Games? The
Olympics?
Yes.
When do they start?
Wow. Not exactly Olympic fever in this town.
Not really.
And you went to all parts of the town. You covered the entire Los Angeles area?
Everywhere.
Wow. All right, well, you got, sounds like you're diversified. It just sounds like no one's interested in the games. All right, now it's time. You ready, deaf rat guy? Or are you pretty buzzed? Wow. All right. We are going to do some news. We're going to do some sports. Deaf rat guy, just hang with us. You can jump in on the sports.
I have to think a link.
Well, hold on. We got to keep going here. Start with Rachel Perry and the news.
In the headlines, New York area airports are open again after record snowfall in the Northeast over the weekend. Peter Benchley, the author of Jaws, died in his Princeton, New Jersey home this Saturday at the age of 65.
He must have wrote Jaws when he was like 28, maybe even younger. I mean, it takes a while for the... I was sort of doing the math.
Do the math in your head.
I did the math, yeah.
It was written in 74. He's 65.
Right. 29. But here... Is that right?
I don't know.
But here's the thing. Or maybe it's 31 if he died and whatever. But the thing is it takes you got to write it. It's got to get published. It's got whatever. Hey, you're saying the guy was, you know, 30 when Jaws Mania was going out. It must have been a pretty good time for the bench man. Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then you got to co-write the screenplay. Mm-hmm. Huge movie.
Yeah.
Won a few Oscars.
Still one of the best horror movies, I say.
I can't go. I'm petrified of sharks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vice President Dick Cheney accidentally shot his hunting companion when his friend Harry Whittington went to retrieve a quail and Cheney failed to see him. Steve Martin's Pink Panther movie topped the box office this weekend. Lisa Lynette Clark, who's a 37-year-old woman who married her teenage son's 15-year-old friend after being impregnated by him, just gave birth.
Nice.
And, of course, finally, Saddam Hussein returned to court today, but he complained that he was dragged there against his will. He was showing defiance by wearing a robe rather than his usual attire of a suit. He shouted many things, down with Bush, long live the nation. He finally called the investigating judges homosexuals. All this, of course, you know, is done, you know, in the Arabic language. We got a tape of it with the... You know, with the translation over top of it, we got it.
Right,
yeah, so if you
that.
Want to take a listen.
You're so gay.
How gay am I?
You're the gayest judge since Judge Reinhold. You're so flaming, I could use you to burn an American flag. You're so gay, the last time you were in court, you were suing Liza Minnelli for abuse. Thank you. I'll be here all trial. Try the goat.
Wow.
It's not the hottest material I've ever heard, but still pretty good.
But the idea that they have a drum kit set up in the courtroom. I mean, that shows more
advanced in our courtroom.
Yeah.
You know, and they say that they don't have a sense of humor over there. I mean...
Evidently, we were wrong about that.
You know, the same way that they don't have fashion or the Beatles. I mean, they just get them
right
a little later.
That's right. It just takes a while.
Wait a second. Look at Jason.
Oh, he's pounding his beer.
Well, Valentine's Day is coming up. I seriously want to see some Pink Panther.
Wow.
And not the movie.
Hey, I understand. Hey, Def Rat guy, you got to maintain, dude. You're getting out of control, all right?
Can you? How many letters of the alphabet can you say when you burp? What's your record?
Dude, I'm not even going to talk to you until you answer.
Yeah, how many wings? Come on. How do you like those wings?
Gross.
Come on.
I don't know. I can't eat. I can't eat hot wings. They're painful. It hurts.
Mm.
Actually, I don't mind wings, though.
I'm just saying, stay open to Def Rat guy.
I'm a breath man myself.
He's a breath. Yeah, I got it.
Oh, then you don't like me.
I love breath.
Well, I like the mild wings.
All right. Come on.
Anyway.
Hang back, frat guy. Come on now. Drink that beer. And maintain, dude.
I'm going to take a leak.
Don't let him leave. See how long he can wait. See if he pees his pants.
Hell yeah.
I'm Rachel Perry. That's the news for now.
It's time for Dave Damashek's number one sports. Number one. Do it, Dave.
Winter Games over in Torino. The big news, U.S. figure skater Michelle Kwan dropped out with her injury. Apollo Ohno fell in the semis yesterday, so he didn't get to defend his short track speed skating. Bodie Miller and Darren Rawls of the U.S. Downhill team, neither one of them won a medal. And in spite of all that, the U.S. still has three golds.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that in a second. NFL... It's over. The season is done. Pro Bowl yesterday. NFC beat the AFC 23-17. Not the biggest game in the world, but still pretty interesting.
Def Rat guy. Aren't you going to help check out with the sports?
Thoughts on that?
Oh, yeah.
Pro Bowl? He's drunk.
I can't even breathe right now.
All right, we'll move on. NBA last night. L.A. favorite pro team, the Clippers.
Oh, hold on. You guys thought you were hashing that out during the break, but he was just shotgunning bruise. That's all.
Dude, Peyton Manning throws more picks than Keith Richards at a Stones concert.
Oh, okay, I got it now. That's good.
The Clippers lost to the Bulls. The Trailblazers got whipped by Toronto. The Kings all over Atlanta. Art Schell back in as the Raiders head coach. He was hired over the weekend. And, you know, back to the Olympics, you know, we've got some figure skating, snowboarding, speed skating, and some of the ski jumping where they spin all about. Mm. I don't know, so why is this why do they give up medals for this? When did they start doing this?
Well, look, if you have other Olympic sports that take place in the snow, why not this
one?
I don't know.
It's a tough flipping
sport.
Around, it's an exhibition. Listen, I there are other things that are cool too. I'm good at Connect Four. If they gave out medals for that, I'd have many, believe me. But I don't think this is worthy of a.
But Smitty in the house says it's all about amplitude. Getting big air and going hard or going the hell home.
Do you go hard or you go home? Nice.
This one may interest the Def Rat guy. You know, Bodie Miller a few months ago did an interview with 60 Minutes where he admitted that he's gone to the slopes a couple of times with a little buzz on or at least a hangover.
Yeah.
And apparently it happened again at these very Olympics.
Bodie Miller, no surprise, found himself in the news again today because he was spotted, apparently, somebody said he was seen out late at a bar last night. He did skip inspection today, which he also did yesterday.
But, Tim, that's just Bodie being Bodie. I mean, he stays out late. That's what he does. I mean, give me a break. He knows how to prepare for a race.
Now, deaf rat guy, do you have any issue with a guy taking to the slopes with a little buzz on? You ever done that yourself?
Dude, if you don't get wasted, and what's the point? And, you know, the thing with Bodie, it's like when Moose gets his stomach pumped, we're like, that's just Moose being Moose.
That's Moose being
Same
Moose.
Same thing, Bodie being Bodie, Moose being Moose.
Right? I've said that. It always means you're an a-hole when they repeat your name twice. Just and, means I got nothing nice to say.
And the big thrill for us, I think, at the show is, you know, of course, the Wayne Gretzky gambling story, you know, with the NHL, the Phoenix Coyotes, you know, embroiled in controversy. Gretzky's wife, Janet Jones, allegedly made $500,000 worth of bets. She's agreed to be our Olympic correspondent. Ooh. Over in Torino. Her husband's the general manager of the Canadian hockey team. So she's over there, and I called her earlier on the show to play a little bit of that right now.
Buongiorno.
Mrs. Gretzky?
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Fantastic, Billy, fantastic.
It's Dave. Hey, listen, I thought you'd be a little more down with the whole gambling thing that's going on, this whole controversy.
When I need my mother, I'll give a call to Missouri. Now, if you want to talk about business, let's hurry up here. My wife, Wayne, is going to be back any minute.
All right. Hey, you've been checking out any events?
I just made a bundle on the luge. I was taking a lot of late action on that American Tony Benchoff, but I knew that beautiful bastard from Italy, Ziggy, what's his name? He would get it done.
I think his name's Armand Zegler.
Whatever, Encyclopedia Brown. I pronounce it ka-ching.
All right, so what's coming up today? Have you seen any of this curling? I'm not even sure this thing's a sport.
You can bet on it, can't you? If you can, it's a sport in my book, Billy.
Dave.
Who?
I'm just saying my name is Dave.
I don't know who this Dave is, Billy, but can we wrap this up? I got some calls to make before the figure skating starts up. I'm getting the Americans 4-1 to win gold.
So she's still with the gambling.
She's still making buck over there.
But what's cool is we'll be able to talk to her, apparently, you know, for the rest of these Olympics.
Good.
So.
She is a MILF.
All right, now you're just drunk.
Dave Damashek's number one sports.
Vince is on the phone. Vince?
Yo.
You have a story?
Oh, yeah. I work at a place that employs a lot of blind and deaf people.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a question for your deaf friend there.
All right. I'll ask him. What kind of place do you work at?
It's a manufacturing place that hires blind and deafblind people and gives them employment.
Hmm. And you can manufacture and be blind, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
Because you can't see doesn't mean you can't work.
No, I'm hip. I'm hip.
Good.
What do they do, though? Is there something impressive that the blind people do? Are they putting together transistors or something?
No, they make airplane parts.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll think about that next time I'm in the air.
On a Boeing jet.
They're making airplane parts.
Yeah.
What are they doing? What parts are the blind folks working on?
Oh, they attach wings and build motors and stuff like that.
Hmm.
No, I'm kidding.
Good.
Dude, you are a freak.
Yeah.
No, they just build various other parts.
I see. All right, well, that's good. You have a story or question for a deaf rat guy? And again, just ask me and I'll convey it to him.
Okay, I play in the company band and we're supposed to play the big company thing on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
National speakers come in. It's a big thing for these guys.
Mm-hmm.
And we provide live music in between speakers and all that.
Right.
This year we were going to do John Cougar Mellencamp's Hurt So Good, but when the National Sign Language Association found out about it, they told us we absolutely could not play that song.
Because the sign for Hurts is the middle finger?
I don't know. Yeah. No, that's not what Hurts is. I know a little bit of sign language. That's not it.
Well, why can't you? Did you get an answer?
Basically, it would be difficult to translate and potentially...
some injuries?
I guess it would be offensive to some people. I don't know.
Good and the N-word are remarkably close. And I think that was the trouble in the sign language world. All right, so you want me to convey that to Deaf Rat Guy?
Yeah, ask him his opinion on John Cougar Mellencamp and if he would be offended if that was translated to him.
Deaf Rat Guy?
What's up, bro?
Oh, he's I don't know. He's half in the bag, Vince. I don't even know if he's coherent anymore. I mean, he's pretty wasted.
Well, then he probably would like John Cougar Mellencamp.
Do you know who John Cougar Mellencamp is, Def Rat guy?
The Sayu guy?
No, he's not in a frat. He's
they have a dude named Cougar.
No.
He's the guy that got... He got really peeled about the pumpkins.
Oh, you guys smashed the pumpkins?
Yeah. And after we're like, we'll start with pumpkins today. Tomorrow it may be toilet paper.
Wait, you threw the pumpkins on his house?
It was Halloween. Anything goes.
No, this is, you know what? We're up against the break here, and I just don't have the time to explain which cougar this is. I know you go by Maverick. At your house.
Oh. Yeah, there's a kick in Trinidad with big melons.
No. That's all right. That's Melon Camp. It's a whole different thing. I think we should just take a break. You were not going to remember this conversation anyway. We'll take a break. We'll say bye to Def Rat Guy. You pound yourself another beer because what do you got? A 10 o'clock class you got to get to?
Rock for Jocks and then Psych 101 later this afternoon. Maybe I'll just take a nap.
Okay.
Good luck with Rachel, though.
Yeah.
Hope this thing continues to progress here.
Not a chance.
Do you like pizza?
I'm lactose intolerant. That's insensitive. You talk about me being insensitive to him. What about my disabilities?
Yes,
that's
right.
My dairy non-being able to digest disabilities?
As long as you can pound beer, this may be a match made in heaven.
It's not only the dairy, it's the dairy air that comes out of her dairy air after being, you'll do the math. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back. We got some Monday Night Football to play. I'll explain to you later. Say bye to Def Rat Guy. Ozzy is going to come back. He's got an Olympic review. We'll do that after this.
You're listening to the new Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866 901 ADAM, Adam.
Yeah. Oswaldo.
Hi, I hear him.
Put your headphones on, brother. Oswaldo has his Olympic review coming up, but first, a little bit of business. First off, I went into the kitchen where everyone basically hanging out, reading the newspaper, eating, doing their business, and noticed my chunky peanut butter with the lid off. Sitting next to it on the counter and the knife out, and a piece of bread that had been spread out as well. Sheck almost went out of his mind. I had to basically throw a wet blanket on it.
It's outrageous. How lazy can a person be?
Is it still off, Big Tad? Yes, it's still off. And I told Sheck, leave it alone because I want to know who did this. I want to see how long. I want to make sure they didn't take the lid off and the phone rang and they ran out of the room and then ran back.
Went to go get a knife somewhere else or something.
But it does. It speaks to a bigger problem, which is the people who don't flip the cap down on the flip cap squeeze ketchup, who don't flip the cap down on the squeeze mayonnaise, the community stuff, the stuff that's in the fridge at the work. The idea that these things had screw top lids and that was too tall an order for humanity because everyone out there, I mean, it has really turned into what all the advertisers have been screaming for the last 10 years. It's your world. And if it's your world, then do the math. It's your mayonnaise. And why put the lid back on? But the manufacturers have figured out a way to solve this problem. We'll put an easy flip cap on the top of it. You'll just snap it down with one finger so it doesn't get all crusty. Now, can't do that. Lucky the fridge is getting closed. I would argue that if most fridges didn't just close naturally, they wouldn't get closed. The microwave is always open. The door swinging open. There's
that
stuff
to me
all
is
over
the
place.
Worst. The microwave door left open. You had the strength to open it, put your food in, push the buttons. Now that you've opened it and taken your food out, you couldn't have gone ahead and just.
I remember when I was working over Kimmel, I would happen into the community kitchen every once in a while and see the peanut butter with the lid off, the jar open, and a knife just wedged into it. At what point? Now, how far are we away from just you blowing a snot rocket into everything that resides in the community fridge? Because that's where we're heading. I've seen the chart, everybody. 50 years ago, it was madam after you. And, I'll not be flying without a tie and a suit on. That is given way to, I'm not going to put the cap back on the mayo. What do our kids have to enjoy? You just defecating in Tupperware?
Yeah, I mean, 20 years ago, you could pull your car up next to somebody and ask them if they have any great Poupon.
That's right.
And they would lend it to you.
Oh, but of course.
But not anymore. Forget that. Now people leave your mustard open,
right,
sitting there on the counter. Outrageous.
Get Mike August in here. He's the world's number one booker.
He's the prime suspect.
Even the Mexican Darth Vader over there is upset about it. Yes, Ozzy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Ozzy, let me tell you something. All food are Ozzy's children. And he doesn't like people monkeying with. Mike, what happened?
What is the problem,
you
Dave?
You left the cap off of the peanut butter on the counter, unattended.
I'm still eating. I'm in the middle of 16 things, and I'm still eating. What? I leave the room for 3 seconds, and there's a huge...
Why would you possibly leave the room with the cap off?
I'm trying to get Jason, the deaf frat guy, together here. Now I leave the room for 5 seconds, and all hell is broken loose.
The deaf frat guy, Jason... Or is he likes to be called Goose? No, Maverick. Maverick. Maverick was in the studio. We both walked out and the peanut butter was off.
Maverick had some special demands that I had to attend to. I'm in the middle of putting my peanut butter together.
All right, put the lid back on.
I just did.
You just did. It's been 10 minutes. Get out.
You're a goddamn animal.
Yes.
Shame on you.
May your tongue cleave to the roof of your mouth, and may your head grow in the ground like an onion. And may your teeth fall out and hair grow in its place.
Good day.
Feh, I say to you. All right. Everyone, please. You're not the only goddamn person on the planet. You're not. Put the lids back. Shut the doors. That's it. Let's go, everyone. We have to share the planet with everyone. Put the lid back on the peanut butter. Also, we're talking last week because it was Grammy week about everybody's favorite songs. We played our favorite. We had our least favorite and our favorite songs. Ozzy, we didn't get Ozzy's favorite song, but we're going to take care of a little business because we do have Ozzy's favorite song and least favorite. First, let's hear his favorite song.
Oh, wow.
You like this one, right?
Yeah. Zapateado.
Yeah.
This is your favorite song of all time.
Yeah.
I remember the cantinas in my country.
Mm-hmm. Should we do a little reenactment of my garage at 7:30 in the morning?
Yeah.
Want to try that?
I open the fridge, you know, drink beer.
Yeah. Yeah, Ozzy likes to crack a beer, and here's what Ozzy does. It's diabolical. So I don't come out and go, Ozzy, what are you drinking my beer for? He always cracks one for me and hands it to me.
Well done.
It's diabolical.
Well played.
So I come I come down, I'm like, Ozzy, what are you drinking for? And he hands me a cold one. I'm like, thanks, bro. What was I talking about? All right, so this is Ozzy's favorite song, and... Now, Mike, can we hear his least favorite? Have that one queued up. Yeah. It's a departure.
Least favorite of all time, this is.
That's all I'm saying. If you like ranchero music, how do you even know what your favorite song is?
Everything.
It's like a salmon saying, oh, this is my favorite egg, when they've just crapped out 10,000 into the stream. Can they really tell the difference?
Yeah, you know, this is the music, you know, the same, the Frank Sinatra music, you know, for the American.
Right. All right. What's he singing about here?
It's over one horse, you know, female horse.
Female horse?
Yeah. There's one horse.
Yeah, the female horse. Horse, yeah.
He's singing about his horse. What's he doing to it?
You know, the horse, you know, make a feeling with the guy, you know, and he make a song for she.
He makes a song for the horse?
Yeah.
It's horse with no name. It's just
translated. Yeah, it's like America.
Usually the horse will use whatever name you want him to.
You know the slogan, only in America?
Mm-hmm.
This is only in Mexico.
Yeah, we don't write it. Yeah, you don't hear Creed write too many songs about loving their female horse. Although it'd be a nice departure for the band. All right, Ozzy, are you, I know you're gripped by Olympic fever. You ready to do a little review for us?
Yep, I have it ready.
All right, here we go.
Winter Olympics.
We want to know it.
Winter Olympics.
You have seen.
Wow. New song for every report. Ambitious.
Good morning. This weekend, I watched the Winter Olympics in Torino, Italy.
Mm-hmm.
The first event that I watched was pair skating.
Pair skating.
Inoue and Baldwin were skating for the Team USA. This pair received 7.5 points for the tour the latest year.
Mm-hmm. Twirl there. How'd the Nicaraguan couple do this year?
They just fell down, man. They are the final today with two skating pairs from China.
Uh-huh.
Next was jumping Buddy Miller from the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
Was the one to watch he did with a medal at all.
No medals.
Buddy Miller also was in the downhill.
Mm-hmm.
And ending in the fifth place without the medal.
He took fifth place in the dunghill?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so no, take a medal too, you know.
No, he didn't take the medal.
They say they many have been, you know, all drinking the night before. Bad move.
Mm-hmm.
The man in 1500 meter speed skating was very cool to watch. I was watching for Apollo Ono.
Mm-hmm.
He made the semifinal, you know, but didn't make into the final because he fell down. He's a klutz.
He's a klutz.
Yeah, klutz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Chad Henry won the first gold medal for the United States in the 5,000 meter.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny, you know, the guy win the 5,000 meter in skating. He's from Houston, Texas, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, where's that?
Houston doesn't know how it is. No, you know?
No, I know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, range.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Weird.
Final... He's doing a lot of commentary this break. I like it. I like the new Ozzy.
Yeah. The final
Let me explain some Ozzy. We have this new invention out here called electricity, and we can use it to freeze water.
Oh. Very cool.
Yeah.
The final event was snowboarding when Xiao Wei, the flying tomato.
The flying tomato.
You know, the guy in 19 years, you know, very good.
Yeah, he looks like Carrot Top. He's got the red hair.
Was preferred to win the gold.
Mm-hmm.
His first run was good wood. The second one was good enough to win the gold.
He was good enough to win the gold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Danny Cass from USA for USA won the silver. The silver medal. You know?
If you mispronounce something, you don't have to go back and correct it.
Okay.
It all just sounds like one big correction.
I was keen to say that Nicaragua did win any medal.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is Nicaragua represented? Do they have people over there?
Sometimes, you know. Nicaragua make a lot of snow.
Yeah, but do they have people in the Olympics? Is there a Nicaraguan team?
No, never.
Oh, they just do like shaved ice instead.
Yeah, I put it, you know,
I see.
For, you know, for remembering my country, man.
Okay, brother.
The Olympic legs, the reviewer called.
Oh, wow, but in this case, it was apropos.
This time, pun intended.
Yeah, pun intended. Nice job, Ozzy.
Thank you.
Nice job.
He got very serious there for a moment. Like, hey, I got to remember my country, man.
Yeah. Right. No, he's very patriotic. That's why. And listen, everybody who lives in this country is very patriotic. But if you really do the math, how patriotic can you really be? What country are you living in? Think about it, everyone. Mm-hmm. I know everyone loves their former country very much, but how much do you really love it? It's like, I love my wife. I love my wife. We got divorced. I live 3,000 miles away from her, but she's the one for me. Never stop talking about her. Well, yeah, just go ahead and replace country with anything else. Wife, car, job. I love my job. I love my job. I quit and I moved and I work in another field now, but I love my job.
All right. You like the U.S. or Nicaragua better, Ozzy?
You know, my country is... It's dirty now, you know. It's the war, the politics, you know, very dirty.
So U.S. then?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like it here.
It's better here, you know, better for... Here. They have, you know, the opportunity for war, you know, for lead.
The opportunity for war.
Yeah, that's lead. Right.
Poignant.
Free.
That's right. Living free.
I know in the welfare, you know.
No, it's not on the dole, tell you that.
He borrows $500 from me every other week, but he won't take charity. He's got a lot of pride, this Oswaldo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Oswaldo. We'll be...
Winter Olympics.
We hope you did not end up too confused. Oh, no, Oswaldo.
No, see, Howard Cosell is in the green room, so we'll bring him in for a little late gambling on Monday Night Football. I'll explain how that works after this.
You're listening to the Adam Carolla Show. Call Adam now at 866-901-ADAM.
That's right, 866-901-ADAM. Here's why you should call, because you may walk away with $100 worth of Hooters gift certificate. Oh, Def Rat Guy be your best buddy. Saw you with that gift. He loves those wings. Too bad the ladies don't like it as much as he does. Yeah, give us a call. Here's what we're doing. Football season now officially over. I'm going into withdrawal. I can't take it in it. I started thinking about it and realized that there's no reason why it has to end. I mean, I can still gamble on football if people have the pride not to go on the internet. And I think Sheck has that, and I do it myself, which is I'm not going to check up on it. And I realize we could gamble on Monday Night Football. We could go back 10 years. We could go back 2 years. You could pick a random game, and we could bet on it. So Monday Night Football started in 1970. We did this last week. I ended up losing to Sheck. I had no idea who won any of the games in the normal Monday Night Football season. Howard Cosell from the Grave is with us in studio. Howard?
A pleasure to be here, and a pleasure, as always, to listening to your ponderings and presuppositions.
Thank you.
Every morning.
Could you please put out the cigar?
I liked your analogy last week, Ace, which was, you know, if football, real football, is heroin, then doing this is methadone.
It's a fix. I don't want to crawl. I don't want to break out into flop sweat. I don't want to crawl the walls. You know, I will. My skin will start. I'll feel like there's spiders all over me. And that's how I am. And I've always said, someone procure the rights to Monday Night Football and just start showing them. Start showing them like they do on Nick at Night. You know, when they go down memory lane and show all the classic sitcoms. I would love it if someone got hold of all the Monday Night Footballs and just ran them in order. Started in 1970 and run one vintage commercial from that era each break. Mm. Seeing a commercial for, you know, Schlitz malt liquor or cigarette commercials, which they never show anymore, or, you know, Pinto or something like that. Show the guy. Show all it. Sell it. I'll watch it. I'll watch it. I'll gamble on it. I have no idea the Dolphins played the Colts in 1973. Who the hell knows who won that game? I'll gamble on it. So that's what we're going to do.
Let's gamble on it now.
All right. Let's get a few callers. Frank?
Yo.
All right. I'm going to play for you, all right?
That sounds great.
All right. You can win yourself a Hooters gift certificate. And then we have, is it Kali?
What's it? Kale.
Kale.
Yeah.
All right, Kale.
What's going on there, buddy?
Sheck will be playing for you.
Kale will be pleased to know I won last week.
That's right. Just by one game, but he won. All right, so hang on. Kale, Frank, hang on. Playing for that gift certificate. Howard, how say you?
I say this. In a bemusing display of sportsmanship, a talented St. Louis Cardinals team faces Joe Namath and the New York Jets.
Mm-hmm. This is the 1971... Monday Night Football, first game of the season, as far as we know. How say you, Sheck?
Well, I think the Jets' best days were behind them already, so I'm going to go with the Cardinals.
Mm-hmm. I'll go Jets just to pick the opposite team.
The Jets fall to the Cardinals 17-10.
We're jumping around a little bit. We're jumping around.
Okay, so it wasn't necessarily the first game. Go ahead.
Quarterback Roger Staubach and the Dallas Cowboys play host to Fran Tarkenton and the New York Giants.
Hmm. They're both pretty good there in their early 70s. Sir Francis of Tarkenton. I'll go Dallas on this one.
I, too, will go Dallas.
Dallas lost 5 of 7 fumbles and has a pass intercepted but still survived to post their third victory. Dallas wins 20-13.
All right. I'm 1-1. Sheck is 2-0. We're going 6 games. Next game.
Quarterback Terry Bradshaw and the Pittsburgh Steelers play host to the Kansas City Chiefs, led by Len Dawson.
Well, much as it pains me to say so, the Steelers had yet to really hit their stride as the Super Steelers. I'm going to go with the Chiefs.
They're going Chiefs? And in a bizarre
180. I'm taking the Steelers at home. Chiefs quarterback Len Dawson passes the 200 career touchdown mark en route to a 38-16 Chiefs victory.
Wow. The one and only time I shall ever pick against the Steelers.
Wow. One time I'll pick for him. Lenny Dawson playing some good games, we've learned from playing last week. All right, check up. Let's keep going.
As maggots feast on my unusually large brain, the Paul Brown-coached Baltimore Colts face quarterback Roman Gabriel and the Los Angeles Rams.
Now, I'm going Rams on this one.
Just for the sake of sport, I'll go the other way.
A fumble recovery by linebacker Ted Hendricks for a touchdown in the final period propelled the Colts to a 24-17 victory.
The Stork. Oh,
the Stork before he played for the Raiders.
The Stork strikes.
Wow, I think it's an insurmountable lead. I think Sheck's got me by two or three games. There's only one more to go, right?
Yeah, it's four for Sheck and one for Adam.
Muzzle dove to Kale.
But like any great competitor, I'm legging it out. I don't quit. I don't pull up with a hammy.
I'll tell you what I'll do here.
Hmm.
I'll let this one count for three. That's how you're a good kid.
Gamble with my money.
Kale, wait a minute. Kale's upset. But, Frank.
Yeah.
How say you? We can win it here.
We have to.
All right.
So this counts for three.
All right. This counts for three. Here's the thing. You know, people do that thing where they go, I don't need your charity. I don't do that. I would like your charity. As a matter of fact, I command your charity. Give me charity.
In the charity showdown, Don Shula's Miami Dolphins hit the road to face the Jim Dooley-coached Chicago Bears.
All right.
Wow.
I am going to say Don Shula and the Dolphins for the win.
Yeah. Yeah, because they went undefeated the following season, right?
Correct. Yes.
This is 71 season. What choice do I have? I'm going Bears.
Larry Sanka carried 16 times for 104 yards as the Dolphins won their eighth straight 34-3.
Wow.
Even with my attempt to give charity, I'm still the champion.
Yeah. You know, next time we do this, I think I should pick that game first.
How much more charitable can I be?
No, you won fair and square, but all I'm saying, and ironically, seven wins and we only pick six games. That's good. If you really think about it. No, but in the showdown at the end, I should go first.
Because it's your show.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
that's
fair enough.
Yeah. All right. So, Howard, how say you?
I say, once again, it has been a pleasure sitting across the board from a man whom, if brains were dynamite, would have boogers on his sleeve.
Nice job. Kale?
Yes, sir?
You got yourself a Hooters gift certificate.
That'll work, bud.
You're welcome,
I'll
Kale.
Tell you, this damn
thank
Sheck,
you, thank you.
He picks current games, he picks past games, he'll pick games in the future.
Dynamite.
He's dynamite.
As long as he wins, you can't argue with that.
Oh, he's a winner. Just ask his mom. Frank, sorry, buddy.
Oh, man, I don't know if there's a Hooters in San Jose area anywhere.
All right. Well, then we're all winners. We'll play a little Monday morning football next week, see if we can't get that back for you. I want to first give you guys a little heads up. We're going to be in Vegas on March 9th, 3 o'clock to 7 p.m., doing a little afternoon show, a little live show. Las Vegas, come join us March 9th. Puddle of Mud. Lit's going to be playing. I want to thank Deborah Norville for calling in, Ozzy, and of course the Deaf Frat Guy for stopping by the studio. And until next time, this is Adam Carolla saying mahalo.